Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake, and you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.
FCUM Radio.
FC Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendall in North Lancashire, if you can't be off to travel away, FC Radio.
Oh, gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Well, hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we're here live, a very autumnal evening at Broadhurst Park, to bring you live coverage this evening of FC United of Manchester against Alfreton Town. Kickoff is coming up in 4 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the joy, all the tears, all the love, and all the joy of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally, on
07596 104 122. That's 07596 104 122.
This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army, FC United against Alfreton Town.
Have a tourist information board.
Why are you a tourist information board?
Because I've got to breaking news. Good evening to Anne. That's Anne in Spain. Come in, Anne in Spain. It's a message from Jeff. Message from Jeff. he'll see you Sunday. Looking forward to seeing you Sunday. Message for Anne in Spain. Come in, Anne in Spain. If you've heard us, Anne in Spain, get in contact.
You're like a mid-morning BBC Radio 2 presenter. That's what you're like.
Yes, good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Radio 2. And now here's a bit of Spandau Ballet.
From Radio 2 to Radio 4 now. And tonight we're joined by not just Swampe, but the lovely Roy Sewell as well. Hello, Roy. How are you?
I'm fine, Ben. And good evening to you and all the listeners.
Hold on a second. There's never a voice like that been on Radio 4. Hey, all right, lads, how are you?
No, I'm just saying he'd listen to Radio 4.
Oh, listen
or maybe
to it, yes.
A bit of a cheeky Radio 3 listener occasionally.
No, the Radio 4
wouldn't admit it on air.
And now on Radio 4, it's time for
Weather Watch.
Now,
speaking of Weather Watch, it's a lovely
Women's
evening.
Hour.
It's a lovely evening.
What are you doing,
here,
Ben?
And FC United, it's now time for team news.
Well, the thing is,
firstly,
in fairness,
a big happy birthday to Kieran Glynn.
Yes.
20th birthday, and that's from Hayley and the family.
It indeed is. I sent him a happy birthday wishes this morning. The team is pretty much unchanged. There has been an injury. You probably heard us talking to younger Michael Jones, who played through the vast majority of the game with a dead leg. Well, that was caught up with him, unfortunately, and he's been rested this evening. Hopefully he'll be available for Saturday's game at Gainsborough. In comes Steve Irwin for Jones. On the bench, Tom Walker makes a welcome return. A little bit of illness and a little bit of tiredness from him, but he's back in there. Terrell Palmer, Craig Linfield, Zach Corbett and Conor McCarthy on the bench. Brady, I think, again, a little bit of tiredness has just crept in. He's been rested as well this evening. As far as I'm concerned, everyone else that was fit hasn't been selected this evening. But it's a strong FC team. And, we're up against a team that are currently, had two away wins all season. And only 3 points between the two teams.
It's an interesting one, though, isn't it, Swampy, about who's going to be playing where tonight? It doesn't quite add up, does it, to a 3-5-2?
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, we could go back to a 4-4-2 this evening. They are an attacking team, Alfreton. There's danger with Brendan Daniels. He scored an absolute wonder goal on Saturday. And if you get a chance, go on to the old website. Have a look at that Alfreton goal. 40-yard free kick. And absolute world-class. But they like playing football. They're a little bit susceptible. They've not won many games away from home this season. They've Leamington, one of them, and, only one other. But equally, FC United on their away travels have not been particularly good. But here at
Fortress
Borders Park now, five games unbeaten, the best run of FC have ever had.
Well, it's double what we've been doing the last 2 years, isn't it?
Indeed it is.
Good evening and welcome to Broadhurst Park, Boston, Manchester.
the teams are about to come out, but yeah, it's going to be an interesting game, and I'm sure Roy Sewell, who's at the side of us, has probably seen Alfreton a fair few times this season as well. You're always out scouting around the Conference North, and indeed football leagues. Anything we would need to account for, in your opinion?
No, I'd say that Thomas Allen and Craig Westgar, the 9 and the 10, are quite lively up top, like, you know, and you'll need to watch their runs in behind.
Well, loud and clear in the smoke, looking forward to another improved performance and progression up the table. Excellent comms on Saturday, guys, are looking forward to more of the same. This is, that's from Dave in London, and we've got another text in, and I'll give you teams. It's Chocolate John. Good evening to you, Chocolate John. Hi team, just tuned in. Do you have any speculation about our next manager? Absolutely none. Let me give you the teams. It's Lloyd Allison in goal for FC United, Master Joe Seeley number 2, Jordan Fagball number 3, Scott Kane captain number 4, Sam Baird number 5, Matty Hughes number 6, Kieran Glynn number 7, Steve Irwin number 8, Tom Greaves number 9, Jason Gilchrist number 10, and Joe Logan number 11. On the bench for FC United, it's Tom Walker, Tyrrell Palmer, Craig Linfield, Zach Corbett and Conor McCarthy. For the visitors this evening, we've got Chris Elliott, Sam Topless, Kieran Keane, Tom Platt, Luke Shields, Billy Priestley, not the ex-FC United player, of course, much retired a long time now, although he is a full-time Salford Harrier, running-wise. Bradley Wood, Craig Disley, the captain, Thomas Allen, Craig Westcar and Brendan Daniels, Johnson, Robertson, Marshall, Everington and Sharif, and back. And as Roy alluded to, FC's back three, left-hand side, Fagbola, middle of the park is going to be Baird, and the right-hand side, Hughes. Tonight's referee is David McNamara, Jonathan Maskey and John Kennedy. We've had McNamara a few times.
Yeah, McNamara.
FC United played in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings, goalkeeper in green, black shorts and black stockings, and the visitors this evening in all blue, the goalkeeper wearing grey. And well, it's a grey evening, but hopefully we can lighting it up with some good quality football. FC United kicking towards the SMRE in the opening 45 minutes as Hughes hits a long ball. One thing we'll be looking for him this evening is not his defensive duties, but better with the ball, as Baird has to come across in the early parts of the game to clear his lines. And that's the one of the criticisms really we've had. And Hughes just needs to up his passing game rather than just clearing it continuously.
Well, it's all right clearing it if you're clearing it either into space or into feet, you know. And
to clear it into,
he just tends to do it willy-nilly.
Yeah, tends to clear it into car parks. Yeah. As the visitors now with an early opportunity, ball goes into the penalty. It was a decent ball because FC's goalkeeper Allison wasn't quite sure what to do. And well, Kieran Keane was coming in the back post, and well, Logan started off exactly as he did on Saturday. His role and responsibility, as we heard, was to stay back, work hard and nullify any attacking prowess. Perhaps that's the same this evening again, but here an opportunity for the number 5, Luke Shields. The skipper puts the ball there, and there's that man again in Joe Logan. Now, it's interesting, Joe Logan didn't know the position he was asked to play, so what he did, because they trained on Monday, they trained last night again, he went home, he looked up on Google, watched a few football matches and just trying to get an understanding of the positioning
of his role
for about two or three days before he actually played in that role. And he's now on the ball again, but very deep in his own half. Plays an awkward ball back to Allison, whose clearances are the best of clearances. There's an opportunity, first time shot comes in, it ricochets and then comfortably goes down into the feet of FC's goalkeeper. And
but if you look how they've set up, they've set up how I feel that they would do, you know, and trying to exploit Joe Logan's abilities to strike off both sides of his body, you know, the left and the right, whereas Senior, to me, is a right footer, end of story.
Yeah, as FC United now with Kieran Glynn hustled and bustled, goes past the riser challenge, and he's got such a low centre of gravity, Glynn, he gets free kicks a lot when he perhaps other players would never get, because he stays on his feet and he does really, really well.
I think though he gets some because would not mean it's insult, my lad, I don't think he's got a good strong core to his top body,
not at the moment. 18 years of in it, so,
yeah, so
2 minutes in, FC have a free kick now. Irwin takes it, chips it towards the back post, far left hand side. It's a header missed by two FC players, but Fagbola's across left hand side in a wing back attacking Russell. Great ball to the penalties. It's the right endeavour and the right ball in, but
it
unfortunately
was,
it just just out for a goal kick. No, he's got a lot. He's not played hardly any football at all. And
yeah,
he's a slide player, isn't he? Yeah. And once he gets a bit of upper body strength and his core is improved, he's going to be even better.
Well, my feelings are that his mentality matches his top body core, and those are two things that will go together as he gets stronger in his top body. His mental attitude as regards what he actually can use as one of his armoury, it'll come into play.
Well, it's a throw in on the far side. It's picked up by Tom Platt. Platt has a bit of time to manoeuvre the ball onto this left-hand side. Game very much starting as it did on Saturday, as two challenges goals are missed there from FC United of Manchester. And it's the number three on the ball. Keane plays it into a shooting position for the number seven there, and it flicks off an FC shirt. And Bradley Wood there. Well, they've come out with purpose, but this is exactly the way, in fairness, Telford started against FC on Saturday. FC just need to compose themselves, keep their core roles and responsibilities and positioning sense in the correct manner, and have to deal with this corner, which Brendan Daniels will take. Daniels hits the ball left foot. It's a decent ball in, and there's a header there. And is it a goal kick? It is indeed. They were looking for another corner. Well, Brendan Daniels scored an absolute wonder goal on Saturday. 40-yard free kick. And probably one of the best free kicks. In fact, I would say the best free kick you'll see this season. It's available on the National League North website to have a look at while you're listening to this game this evening. It really was a great, great goal. As the FC contingent behind the goal, the SMRE started singing, getting to voice. A decent crowd here this evening. I think a lot of people were a bit worried, and with two big games, as Kerrigan wins ahead on the halfway line, but picked up by Bradley Wood. The ball chipped right hand side, and good pressurising there from FC United of Manchester. Logan, he wins the ball, plays a nice ball into Gilchrist. Gilchrist in a similar position to where he scored from on Saturday, but this time it's dealt with, but not convincingly, and it forced to Logan. Logan now looks up, puts a great ball into the penalty area. It's headed away by Shields. First time shot comes in, no, it's chips. It's a great ball, opportunity, and it's nearly an own goal. Well, there was Kieran Glynn with a size on goal, but he put a ball in, he chipped it pretty much George Best style.
He disguised it completely, didn't he? They were all expecting the strike, and to be honest, went for the blocks, and the ball got chipped right over the top of him into Gilchrist's path. As it was, defender just got a foot to it.
Yeah, it could have been a known goal, but it's a corner ball to FC United of Manchester, and it all started from that good work from Logan. The ball whipped in near post. It needs to be better than that, and it's cleared by Bradley Wood. But Logan's back chasing. He plays the ball to the halfway line to FC United's young senior, who hits the ball on the outside of his right boot, flicked on there by FC United's number seven, and there's going to be a free kick in a second there, and down injured, and FC United of Manchester spared into penalty area. Go Keane, ball comes across three players, and it misses everybody there. And well, there was a late challenge in fairness from Baird, I should say.
From
he's
Baird,
in,
yeah,
he's
definitely.
In a lot of trouble. The number seven, Bradley Wood,
I think he might have a dead leg there, to be honest.
Well, we lost Young Jones to a dead leg. He played through the game on Saturday, but he's in a lot of pain, Sam Baird there. Just the wrong side of his man, didn't he? And came across and they collided. No problem for Bradley Wood. He's okay, but Sam Baird in a lot of trouble there. And it also nearly created FC problems at the back for FC United of Manchester there, Roy.
If it is a dead leg, he needs to get up and start working it and get through this game. As soon as he starts easing up on it a bit, again, it will seize up on him. So get up, get working, get trogging, work through it, get the ice on at half-time and get him out again.
Yeah, exactly what they did on Saturday with... it's exactly the same position, wasn't it, Ben? The same position, exactly where it happened for Jones on Saturday.
Right.
And he got up, carried on. It was an innocuous one again, not unlike that one. But he carried on all through the game, and then he came up at the end of the game, Jones. He was man of the match, and basically he could see he was in a bit of pain, and that's why he's not playing tonight. But he had an absolute quality game. And in fairness, Baird as well. Two good games from Baird since he's back in the team. Salford City came back into it strongly. And on Saturday, a couple of challenges with the Baird-esque challenges. He does like a good old challenge there. He's FC United on the halfway line now with Kieran Glynn. Does well, plays the ball back towards FC United's number six. And it's a nice ball down the left-hand side. Can be kept in play by Greaves. It can. Good movement there by Irwin. Ball back to Logan though. Logan can set his touch, put the ball. It's a great ball into the penalty area. It's behind everybody. Yeah. And into the air. It was a goalkeeper. Got another text coming in. Hello, our radio crew, loud and clear in southern Spain. Suli mentioned willy-nilly. Is he the new signing? Adios from Scarf. P.S. What's the weather doing? It's doing not a great deal. It's a Manchester autumnal cloudy evening. Scarf has a ball on the halfway line with Disley. Plays it out right-hand side in their own half now. And Avert come with it with Bradley Wood. That's a ball down the right-hand
really
side. But again,
the
pace and quality of Logan is there to be seen from everybody. And he lets the ball out and go out for a throw-in. Sorry, a goal kick, I should say. Taken quickly, Hughes plays it back to Allison's going to be charged down. He needs to clear his lines. He does that to the halfway line. FC's Greaves can't get the end of it, but Fagbola picks it up in his own third, plays it across left hand side, about 10 yards to Logan finds Irwin, not got into the game as much yet, but plays the ball over the top, and it's dealt with by Thomas Allen. Halfway line, FC United trying to win the ball back, but here come Atherton again. Alfreton, I forgot the F.
He's quite influential on the ball, isn't he, Woods? So
yeah, he plays a nice ball in right hand side as well. Over the halfway line they go, and it's cleared by Logan.
I think Kieran Glynn needs to just put tabs on him, definitely stop him from playing.
Well, the youngster might need a helping hand or a guiding. An opportunity to say, I want you to do that, but he's actually at the moment, as you say, he's actually sticking with the number 7 as FC clear the lines, but no one on the halfway line for FC, everyone very, very deep, and a half-missed pass, but it falls kindly, and it's Allen, hits the ball into the penalty area. It's an offside decision, but a good header there from Baird, who looks like he's shaken off that early part of the injury. 10 minutes on the clock here, 0-0 if you just joined us. Wherever you are, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the armchair, our brothers and sisters from around the world, all our friends and revolutionary groups, and indeed our new, not quite yet, sponsors, Vimto. But
we need a photograph with you and the man of the match tonight with the can of Vimto.
Okay,
I think that'll seal the deal.
You think that'll seal the deal? Right, okay. Well, the ball played out and comes off Tom Greaves' head out for a throw-in on the far side of the ground, about 25 yards from the halfway line. FC not necessarily settled down yet, but they've had two or three good opportunities, but the passing game hasn't really come to the forefront. But they have an opportunity now. It's flicked over the top by Logan. It falls kindly for Glynn. Glynn now plays a nice ball. It's a lovely ball to Gilchrist. This is a reverse pass. This is 1-0 for FC United Manchester. Oh, it's inches wide, and it was Greaves this time trying to bring in at the back post. FC United Manchester's Irwin, but it was a lovely bit of play again by Kieran Glynn. He played it up to the feet of Gilchrist on the edge of the penalty area, and he slipped the ball in, Gilchrist, to Greaves. Greaves played the ball across it. He just couldn't quite get on the end of it there, Roy.
Well, to be honest, I mean, it was a great disguise again off Kieran Glynn. Like, you know, he did shape to go through the centre and then just flick that little ball out, you know, to the left-hand side, right into the runner Greaves. Lovely disguise there. And the second one on the bounce, to be honest, you know, long may it continue.
Well, Logan back
Logan
defending.
Logan back again, yeah. Well, great attitude off the lad.
He spent the entire game on Saturday up and down. It was... FC lose the ball out on the edge of the area then. It was strong play against Kieran Glynn, and back defending is Joe Logan, and does well there. Sorry, Joel Senior this time, and it comes off him. It's out for a corner ball. Ben, if you could do me one favour this evening, only one game I'm interested in, and that is the Island game.
Oh, the Island game.
If you can keep me up to date, that would be wonderful. Let's hope the boys...
I was taping it, but
the boys
in green. All right, fine.
I don't think I could wait that long, to be honest, as FC now have to deal with this corner. Brendan Daniels, left-footed, hits the ball. It's a decent ball again. It got across to everybody. Well, everyone missed it, and it falls on the far side now for Logan. Logan cuts inside. This kid is, you know, absolute. Started off blistering quality yet again. He reminds me, and I think we said it on Saturday, of Antonio Valencia, as Kieran Glynn loses out there. He should have done better there, Glynn. He should have controlled the ball, and FC in a little bit of trouble, are they? No, the ball should just roll out comfortably for a goal kick.
Latest score from Dublin, Republic of Ireland 1, Denmark 0.
Thank you, Ben.
That's Ben from RTE, just getting in touch.
Hello there,
Ben.
No, it's Ireland. Ireland 1, Norway 0. No, not Norway 0 as well. Denmark, yes. Well, it's 0-0 here.
Your boys are taking a hell of a beat in Norway. Yeah.
It's Denmark.
And Denmark as well.
I just made that
they're
mistake.
The same. Yeah. I'm the doing it what you're saying.
Well, don't listen to what I'm saying. Blimey, that's the last thing you want to do. End up doing that, you'll end up manager. Ball left-hand side now with Irwin. Irwin does well, but his ball is cut out comfortably. And well, I've got to say, Alfreton looking potent and dangerous, but intercepted well there by Hughes. Plays it into FC United's Irwin. A 1-2 between Irwin and Gil and Glyn. Glyn to Irwin. Irwin. Oh, he steps one way, chips into the right. Oh, a worldy save for the goalkeeper. It was one of those saves where he was hoping the camera was there, and it was there, and it was an easy save really in the end. But good football from FC United of Manchester. Good strong header on the halfway, just over the halfway line for FC United of Manchester now. As the ball though actually eventually goes back to Valencia, we're going to call him, young Valencia. Plays it inside now to Irwin. It's a nice ball. Irwin's got a bit of room, chips the ball left hand side, and there was options really, and I think Irwin was suggesting that he wanted Senior to be a bit further up the pitch to give him the opportunity. So the throw comes in, and well, the number three, Kieran Peake's been given a lot of time to travel there, but Hughes saw the danger, intercept it and did well. And now, ooh, that's a late, that's a nasty challenge, that referee
took him out, didn't he?
Now the number three there, Kieran Key, that's got to be a booking straight away. There was no intention of the ball. That's a naughty, nasty, right below us there. And the referee's quite right, going straight to his book there. There was nothing other than a yellow card. And to be honest, you don't want your left wing back in that position in the opposition half with challenges like that, because you know there's no need, is there?
No. And to be honest, he's going to be on tender hooks now, isn't he, for the rest
of
the game?
Well, let's hope so. We thought that with Duxbury, though, with Stockport County, after Logan had gone down the right-hand side and Adamoto ends up, and then unfortunately didn't quite come off. But anyway, free kick taken, FC United, the ball just outside the penalty area. Logan doesn't win the free. Logan picks up the ball, plays it to Irwin, about 5 yards back to the halfway line, FC United. The ball chipped to this right hand side, brought down on the midriff by Senior's touches to Gilchrist plays a reverse ball,
lovely.
And it's the right idea, but unfortunately just doesn't quite come off, and FC United need to go and pressurise in this corner, the near side corner here, and the south stand, and keep the pressure on. It's 15 minutes gone.
Yeah, it's pretty even, Stephen, isn't it, off both sides, to be honest.
Yeah, well,
both had decent crosses into the box, and both have been a couple of inches away off these crosses, to be honest, as well.
Well, 3 points separate the two teams. There's about 20 yards stolen with that throw, and the ball will fall. Well, it actually stays in play. I think there must have been a little extra lime on the touchline there, and it just curled the ball back into play. It's on the halfway line, though. A strong header by Shields. But Logan's touch just slightly lets him down, so it'll be a throw-in.
Yeah, it's coming over his shoulder, and it's a little bit difficult.
It's a hard one to bring it down, isn't it?
Not many of us can do that.
Can you say hello to Callum Scott, who's listening in the cold in Huddersfield?
Well, Callum, put a coat on, or a blanket, and a very, very good evening to you, as Kay has to deal with it, and FC get themselves a throw-in.
Or
Callum who? Callum Stott.
Huddle up to a sheep a bit closer.
Stott.
You'd be right.
Callum Stott from Huddersfield.
Scott.
Well, Ben.
Sorry.
Scott. Thank you. Good evening to you, Callum Scott. Hope you're well. Keep yourself warm. You know what's probably the best thing for you if you're cold? Get yourself a hot, warm Vimto. That's probably the only thing that will warm you up head to toe. That and some Ready Breck.
Not fizzy, though.
No, we've broken two microwaves.
Fizzy Ready Breck.
Beautiful. We've broken two microwaves this weekend. Supporters, kids have been putting cans of fizzy pop into. It doesn't work either, as the ball should be back to the goalkeeper, but the keeper didn't want to come for it. The number nine, Craig Westcar, who's actually playing as the centre half this evening, has to clear his lines eventually. There was nothing happening, that's why we were talking about that, and all of a sudden, boom! It's an FC United with a throw in. From a dangerous position. Thomas Allen is the man actually in the number 9 shirt at the back post, as the ball flicked across by Greaves. Ball is dealt with, but eventually it's picked up by Kay. Simple ball to Senior. Senior's ball up to Glyn. Little backflip by Glyn's a great ball to the penalty. A great ball as well. Who's it to fall for? But it falls for the number 4, Tom Platt. Yeah. And it allows the visitors to come away with it.
A bit of composure.
They've given the ball away. Glyn can take over now. Glyn, that's a great ball up towards FC United Manchester Gilchrist, and unfortunately for Gilchrist, he thought the ball was going to just roll to him, and it didn't quite come off for him. And it remains with 19 minutes gone. It's 0-0 here at Broadhurst Park. A little bit of room now. Lovely ball across by the impressive number 7, Bradley Wood. Mm. But again, intercepted by FC United of Manchester. And that should have been a free kick to FC, surely, shouldn't it? Well, the throw-in was certainly for the visitors, but he must be giving a free kick, surely, because if not, it's a throw-in to the visitors, Alfreton. That's a strange one for the referee.
Can we just confirm that FC are attacking the St Mary's Road end in this first half?
Indeed, we can confirm that FC United are indeed kicking towards the SMRE in the first half. We did say at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah, but people don't listen. Confirmed.
And I'm seconding it.
Gilchrist plays it to Fagbola. Fagbola plays the ball. It's a little bit too much pace. That is the own. We've got to protect the ball. There's a lot of players on this pitch that actually make good use of the ball. But we've got to make sure that our defenders make better use of the ball, would you not agree?
Yeah, well, the passes are too straight, you know, that's the problem. The last place you want them to go is to the goalkeeper's hands, and that's where they're going. If they knock the same ball on an angle across the field, it drops them behind the defenders into the space that separates the goalkeeper and his defenders.
Well, it's now where Deasley on the ball, plays it to this near touch line. It's headed away, it's a poor header. Across his own goal there from FC United's number 2, Senior, and it needs to be dealt with by Fagbola. And again, Fagbola had a bit more time there, he realised, and he clears his line hurriedly. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, you're going to nurture the ball a little bit more. And as you say, I mean, some of the balls from Jonesy on Saturday, they were exactly those. The balls bent round the corner, absolutely outstanding.
Play it into no man's land, you know, and then make it your land. That's the whole idea of it.
It's a pushing of that there.
Something you need to practice.
Referee, let's play continue.
Training sessions.
Yeah. Well, they were training last night. He's had them training every Monday for the last couple of weeks, even with the game on Tuesday. So, and in fact, before the Salford game, he had them training on this football pitch. Greavesy had them in on the Monday night, training on the football pitch. Graham, the groundsman, not particularly happy about that, but he understands the reasons why. As Bear plays it all the way back to Allison. Allison's long clearance up towards Gilchrist. He shouldn't have any right to win that, and he doesn't, in fact, win it. And the ball on the halfway line. With the visitors, ball to this near touch line to Kieran Keane, the man who'd been booked. He's back on the ball again. Good pressure rising from FC United, Manchester, pushing the pressure on the opposition. There's a handball there, surely, referee. No, let's play continue. And Brendan Daniels outside the right hand side and the ball. Lovely little play there. Here's an opportunity for the first shot comes in from Sam Topliss. And FC United defend it. Well, that was certainly for me a handball there in the midriff of the player, no question about it. But the referee didn't give it. It's a player down. Pulling up his stockings. Ben, nice, you look like you've got something to say.
No, I'm just saying it's a good crowd tonight.
Nice little bit of composed play there as well off Alfreton. You know, they got him into a crossing position, shall we say.
Well, down the right-hand side, it's dealt with by Logan, and the ball bounces out of the ground, and FC's youngest ball boy will be probably running round to collect that shortly. And we've got... the two FC United Academy managers just below us in the dugout, as always, learning their trade very quickly. A lot of confidence, both of them. They're enjoying their time here at FC United and Manchester now. They have to deal with this throwing, though, into the penalty area the ball goes. Goes across three people. It's awkward. Whoa, this will be dealt with, and it's not dealt with.
Westcar.
And Westcar there, the number 10. Well, it bounced, and it bounced again, and you can never afford to let the ball bounce twice in the penalty area. And it was a simple header in the end, and it came from that long throw again. Sam Topliss, well, I saw them on Saturday, and they worked the long throw on two occasions. They scored from one, and I've just done the same again here at Broadhurst Park. And on 23 minutes, it's FC United Manchester 0, Alfreton Town 1.
It was a long throw, and to be honest, I mean, it was close enough that the keeper could have got it on the second bounce. Bit surprised that he didn't make an attempt to stay well on his line. He's pulled you out of the mire on a couple of occasions in a couple of games, you know, for my thing, but tonight he was a little bit to blame there.
Well,
needs to take control.
FC now down this right hand side, and 1-2, nice ball into Gilchrist from Senior. Gilchrist, can he get straight back to level 2 with FC United? Plays it to Kieran Glynn. Good place, a nice ball back to Gilchrist. Reverse ball pass, can he get a shot away? Goes past one, goes past two, goes past three. Gets a shot away, it's deflected away. Good football from FC United Manchester. In the ascendancy with this attack now. Ball comes in from Senior. The idea was there, but unfortunately the execution didn't quite come off, but it is a throw-in. That was lovely football from two players there, linking up well, and FC United need to get back on level terms as quick as possible. As the ball headed away though, and the visitors can clear the lines. Up goes Sam Baird, he wins the first header, and then the ball taken over by Fagbola. Fagbola to Irwin, Irwin back to Fagbola. Fagbola's ball is hurried again, and that's a problem. Ooh. Now there's an overlap on the right hand side if they can find it. They still have an opportunity with the top Platt. Platt on the ball now. Plenty of red shirts back now defending for FC United of Manchester, and the ball was poor and it should be dealt with by Logan. And it indeed is, but
Westcar's proven to be a little bit of a problem to these lads, like, you know, at the back. One of them needs to track him, the others need to cover and support.
Well, it's all work in progress. It's a learning curve for a lot of these players in this position. Should have been a free kick conceded but not given, and FC United have to defend again. Picked up by Daniels, controlled it, but dealt with by three FC players. One of them is Fagbola, plays a 1-2 to Kay. And FC United play the ball back with Logan to Baird. Baird left footed, clears his lines, finds Kay. Kay's clearance doesn't beat a blue shirt, and it allows him again with Tom Platt. Platt cuts inside. Got to be careful here, FC United of Manchester. There's a shot going on for the number 7, first time shot comes in and it's wide of the post, but certainly in the ascendancy in the final third of the pitch. It's a game of two teams actually in the final third, both trying to cause problems, and the only problem caused so far is for FC's goal, and it was Westcar the goal scorer, and it was a poor goal to concede in all fairness, but plenty of time for FC United. Master as Greaves now on the right hand side, good defending eventually there by Luke Shields. He came across, nullified Tom Greaves, who showed us a buttock there. Kieran Glynn shimmies one way, plays it out wide right to Senior now tries to get into his left foot but can't. Kieran Glynn, two players around him, he gets past one, cuts inside, nice football from the youngster. That's a nice ball to Irwin, and Irwin's effort is an opportunist one, and he tries to whip it with pace and power into the top right hand corner, but it's over the bar. But again, Kieran Glynn showing a little bit of quality there, not quite covering off for Irwin.
I think the midfield of FC needs to up the work rate a little bit more, because Platt and Wood are starting to dictate a little bit in there, you know, at their own pace as well.
Maybe hopefully you can get Kay in that slightly more of a holding role, as you said, and nullifying at least one of those. Kieran Glynn maybe sticking the same with the number 7 a little bit more. And Hughes needs to do better with a free header like that, because he heads it straight out for a throw-in.
I'm looking at the midfield, and I think Irwin and Glynn should tuck in a little bit more and allow the space on the outside to be dealt with Senior and Logan.
Now it's a throw-in to be taken by Thomas Allen. Long throw down this near touch line. It's a ball dealt with by FC United, and here comes Glynn now. Two players around him. Holds the ball. Simple ball inside to Kay. Referee, let's play continue.
Yeah, it was a good tackle.
And Tom Platt wins it. Plays a nice reverse ball to the number 10, Westcar, the goal scorer. Chips it in. It's a decent ball again. Unfortunately for Brendan Daniels, who was a little bit slightly further forward. It was not the best of balls, but
just carried a little bit too much power there. If it had just, you know, guided it in there behind the back line, the FC could have been in problems.
It all started really from a challenge. The two number fours, Platt and Kay, going for it. A nice ball there though from FC United, and this time Irwin on the halfway line plays a nice ball up to Greaves. Greaves has a man out left hand side. He finds that in Gilchrist, but you'd want Gilchrist into the penalty area if possible. Irwin's made a great run, so is Greaves. Flicked on there by Greaves, and the keeper. Well, the keeper fumbled it, and quite rightly, Irwin had every opportunity to score and win the ball. The goalkeeper jumps on him, and for me, the referee has to have a word there, because that was, if you spill the ball, you've got every right to go for it, and the referee might just have a quick word, and he doesn't have to have a word with Irwin. It's a word to the goalkeeper.
Well, I don't know. I think he did spill the ball, but then he gathered it straight away, and that's when Irwin came in.
Now, the referee... excuse me, having a word with both and saying no, we don't see that again. And the thing is, he's dropped the ball, so it's not a free kick. Well, it should have even been a free kick. But the referee just... fair enough. I mean, you don't want cards willy-nilly there. And second time willy-nilly's been with us this evening as the ball comes off the head
of... I wish he'd just make up his bloody mind.
Who?
Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. Yes, well, that's the problem, you see.
El willy-nilly. He's Spanish. Leave him alone.
Flicked on there by FC United of Manchester's Glynn. Ball flicked down left-hand side and it'll roll out for a throw-in. But FC United are deep in their own final third in the just towards the corner flag on this near touchline, the south stand, kicking towards the SMRE. If you just join, it's 0-0, 28 minutes. Sorry, it's not 0-0, it's 1-0 to Alfreton. And it's 28 minutes gone here. And been quite an even contest. FC United having a couple of decent chances. Ball flicked on nicely there by Kerry Glynn. The ball flicked forward towards Gilchrist at the end of it. Kay comes out to win the ball. And he gets in the way of two players there. Does well there, Kay, really, to win the ball. But unfortunately, it's out for a throw-in. And I'm just wondering if Kay is just eyeing up maybe an opportunity to give Tom Platt a little bit of retribution for what he thinks was an unfair challenge.
I don't think it was, though. I think they both went in for it. And if they both go in for it, then, you know, stand your own ground by all means. But don't start doing the Premiership stuff and diving about.
The Ireland game's 1-1 now. So come on, Ireland.
They need two now.
Three?
They need two.
Yeah, they need two because it's away goals and all that nonsense, isn't it? But anyway, it's here with FC United 1-0 down as Logan whips the ball into the penalty area. Doesn't beat the first man this time. Second ball needs to be picked up, but Logan goes back to win it. He does win the header. But Craig Disley has it back, but then FC United regain the ball and then give it away, unfortunately. But good play there eventually, and well played there by Fag Bowler. And now Glynn 30 yards out, plays a ball inside to Gilchrist. Can he get a shot away? He can. It deflects. Up goes Kerry Glynn. Wins the header, does really well. Ball out to the right hand side. First hand ball comes into the penalty area this time.
Well,
it's a little bit too close to Kerry Glynn, but he does well to win the ball back. And ball split left hand side now from Kay to Logan. Logan, can he get a shot away? Well, he does, but it ricochets and Glynn. That's what FC United of Manchester's Kay needs to win that. And again, strong challenge there by Bradley Wood against Kay. And FC United, well, they do really well to win the ball and get a ball back again. Lovely ball to the penalty area now for Gilchrist. Cuts inside. Can he get a shot away? He just holds up. Lovely ball opportunity.
Oh,
Deering with a gilt-edged chance. You expect him to score from there. And you can hear Roy Sewell scores. Deary me, he should have buried it, but it's good football from FC United.
Yeah, to do is put his foot right through the centre of the ball. He opens his foot up with a lazy foot and just sends the ball wide of the goal by about 5 yards. You just put your foot right through the centre of the ball. It's in the net.
But the good thing is he's got into them positions and he scored a cracker against Salford last Tuesday. Well, that's time. I said to myself, enjoy your birthday and score as a goal. Well, he very nearly did there. Should have made it certainly one apiece, but unfortunately still lots of time in this game to go. Over the halfway line the ball goes. Hughes wins the header. Ball flicked high over the top by Bradley Wood. Good strong header there by Baird. Plays up towards Greaves. Greaves ball. The ball bounces awkwardly over his head there. Up goes Hughes now. He wins the first header. Kieran Glynn trying to put some pressure on there and nearly falls for Gilchrist, but it was good play by Craig Disley. And the ball out right hand side now with Luke Shields. Shields into the penalty area with the ball cleared by Baird. Flicked on there by Irwin. Nice ball by Irwin. And the ball chipped out to this right hand side, and Kieran Glynn has an opportunity. He's got a player close on him, so he's just going to have a hold it, and he plays a nice ball down the right hand side. Go support him now, Kieran.
And Keane spotted the pass and cut it out, dealt with it, and stopped any cross from coming into the centre of the box.
Was Glynn on the ball again, about 10 yards from the corner. Oh, that's unlucky there, just to thread the ball through. And FC United of Manchester should get a free kick there. No, the ball stayed in play, so the referee lets play continue. Kieran Glynn now whips the ball in. Who's on the end of it? He goes across three players looking for a handball, FC United of Manchester, but no one really attacking that ball. Glynn's there back trying to attack it. And a bit of kidology there from Bradley Wood, in all fairness.
I say it was a little bit kidology, but Kieran led with the foot and kept the foot in there.
Yeah, but he what's the name, didn't he? A player, for me, a player that does something like that, he did lead with the foot, try to win the ball, the player saw what was going on and then threw himself to the floor theatrically there. It might be, it should be, I mean, a yellow card maybe for Kieran Glynn.
He's got it.
And not a happy lad. That's two yellow cards in two games for Kieran Glynn. And
at least it shows that he's involved in it, doesn't it? You know what I mean? Well, I'd rather a lad show a little bit of impetus and willingness than one who just floats along with the pace of the game.
No, he won't do that. He'll put a challenge in there. I mean, yeah. The free kick, the yellow card he got on Saturday, he was the player. It was
apparently, says the stat for you, 3 fouls from Glynn this season, 2 yellow cards.
But the player that got injured on Saturday threw himself to the floor, and when he got up, Glynn ran up to him and he was absolutely going bonkers with him. He's saying, because he was cheating, it really was. As FC United has to deal with this ball though. And, well, Bradley Wood, absolutely not wrong with him at all. And they talk about referees having hard decisions to make. When you do things like that, you don't help yourself. Well, that's interesting, actually. They're quite right. He didn't need to come off there, and that's what the referee just said to Bradley.
Yeah, I know.
Bradley Wood there. The player was booked, so therefore you don't need to come off. You need to know the rules. As Glynn, nice little header inside to Kay. Kay's ball's a lovely ball. Oh, it hits the backside of Gilchrist, but he still has an opportunity from distance. Gilchrist takes a shot, and he had options there. Logan had got forward, and the ball might have been played best out on the left-hand side. Gilchrist had got into the penalty area, and then...
I think Gilchrist could have took that on another 10 yards before striking it. And I noticed Kay having a few words with Wood there, so...
Oh, there's plenty of this game yet.
Yeah, definitely. Wood and Pratt are the two lads for Alfreton. They're the ones who are making them tick. And the kid at the back, Thomas Allen, is cooling everything down all the time.
Well, FC United, plenty of time to get this game. The ball flicked across the left-hand side towards Logan. Logan made the run. Strong in the challenge. Gets himself a throw. Does he? No, unfortunately not. And it'll be a throw to the visitors.
He's working hard, Logan. I like him. He's got a great attitude towards his responsibilities.
Well, the throw-in taken quickly. No one closing down there from FC. They should be closing down a little bit quicker, but they undo themselves and give the ball away. 35 minutes on the clock. If you just joined us, it's FC United Manchester 0, Alfreton Town 1. The goal scorer, great Craig Westcott, after a throw into a ball thrown into the penalty area, bounced twice, and they just headed it in. It was a poor one. As FC United now need to win the ball on the halfway line. Baird wins the first ball, second ball won though by Wood. Ball over the top then, and Hughes has to be careful here. He eventually, he heads the ball down about half an inch off the ground, and FC's goalkeeper came to his rescue there. The ball played up now to Greaves. Greaves plays it to Logan. Logan does really well, and plays it out wide right hand side. It wasn't his intended recipient, I don't think, initially, but Senior has it now back to Logan. Logan back to Senior. Let's see these two swap over a little bit if you give him an opportunity. Senior now outside the area, plays a ball across field to Kay. Kay will slip it right hand side or left hand side to Irwin. Good movement in there by Gilchrist. Irwin can get the shot away. He tries to a deft ball in, doesn't quite come off. FC United that with Logan. 25 yards outside the area, dead centre, back to Irwin. Takes a shot from distance, Irwin. And they've got to do better that with the 4 red shirts in front of you. You've either got to be hitting the target or playing a ball in. And they didn't neither, really, and it was out for a goal kick.
Him and Glynn, to be honest, have clutched at straws a little bit there, you know, as regards shooting from long distances. And they've no need to. Just move the ball in there and link up with play. You know, not knock a little short one into the forward and then move for the reply. And when it comes back to you, just crush it.
Well, the goalkeeper, the referee's going to at some stage book this goalkeeper, Chris Elliott. The thing is, the rules are nice because he can actually take the goal kick from either side.
Yeah,
can't
from
you?
Wherever. Yeah.
None of the ball crew this evening. So a supporter throws the ball back into the penalty area. He lets it roll up, go across him, and he says, "I want to take him on this side instead now." But anyway, Irwin. Halfway line, rides a challenge, does really well, chips the ball through the middle out. Opportunity for Tom Greaves. Greaves in the penalty area, left hand side, needs a left foot, plays it a ball across there, and unfortunately for FC United of Manchester, he played the ball a little bit too quickly, and Gilchrist couldn't get on the end of it. And I think the referee this time is going to turn around to Chris Elliott and say, "You've got a choice." you get on with it or you go into the book.
Yeah, I think what it is that he is entitled to take it from wherever he wishes to in the 6-yard box, but there's actually a blatant time wasting, and I think that's what he's just gone up and said to him.
And he's been doing it for some time, hasn't he? 40 minutes on the clock here. FC United still trailing by a goal to nil. Strong header there, flicked on by Kay. Up goes Gilchrist, doesn't win the first ball. Ball flicked over the top there by Bradley Wood. Poor ball from him.
He realised it as well.
As you say, those two have been working in the middle really well, but FC United still in this game. Plenty of time to go. And it's Irwin. Halfway line, far left-hand side. The 1-2 for Irwin and Logan. And then Irwin brought down. Referee says no play on. The ball chipped down the right, the far side. And it's out for a throw into FC United of Manchester. And he's let a few challenges go, but I think he's been quite fair so far.
Yeah, I think he's done well.
Two players booked. One from either side. As now Hughes to Glynn. Glynn turns well. Plays it across left-hand side to Kay. Kay plays it into Irwin. He whacks it into Irwin like a pinball. And eventually the ball falls to Gilchrist. Gilchrist, though, deep, very, very deep. And eventually plays it out wide right to this near touchline to Senior. The ball towards the back post is a decent ball if anyone's on the end of it. And the number two,
panic station.
Tom Topless, hapless Topless there, because he had no. Taking it quickly, I see the corner comes in towards the back post. Again, it's over everybody, unfortunately. And no one on the edge of the area to win it for FC United of Manchester. But it goes.
Caught him with his elbow there.
There was no intention there from from Logan, but he was up in the air, and as he was coming down, the elbow came across, and a free kick ensues for the visitors, and they nullify the FC break. But plenty of positives to take out of the game so far, and plenty of time for FC United to get something back in this game. I think what would be nice tonight is if the entire SMRE all moved and went behind the goal in the second half.
Yeah.
En masse. It's because this good goalkeeper is going to get away with a lot less abuse in the second half. There's only about 25 FC supporters behind the goal as Baird has to clear his lines. Slight injury there to Senior. Second ball needs to be picked up by FC, but it's picked up by the number four, Tom Platt. He plays a ball reverse ball. It's an awkward one, but it will be dealt with by Fagball. Well, that's the ball you're talking about, isn't it? When you're going to play a percentage ball, play it into the corners.
That's right, and then
you push
them back
your team
in.
Back, and it's now 2-1 to Blooming Denmark.
Oh.
Come on, Ireland.
They've also obviously been drinking stuff that reaches the parts that Irish beer can't.
Goodness gracious. Well, Mr.
The butterfly.
There's going to be a throw in on the far left hand side, and it eventually gets taken. Also, it's on the far side of the ground. There'll be a long throw again. Sam Topless will be the man. FC will have to deal with it. He's got a long throw. This is where the goal came from, and we can't make the same mistake twice, because it needs to be dealt with. Big throw comes in.
Coming in again.
He's headed away by Irwin. Second ball needs to be picked up by a red shirt, and eventually
there's
a slip from an FC United player there, and it was Sam Baird, I think, had a call that was quite late, and as he went to clear it, he slips and it fell to a player, and unfortunately for him, he slipped as well, and the ball went wide. But Alisson not happy with Baird.
No, it fell to Westcar, and Westcar just lost his footing as well at the same time in his haste.
Them leaves. See what they do to train tracks. Well, you've just seen what it's done to two players as Baird now on the ball. Left footed. Plays the ball up towards a red shirt. Doesn't find a red shirt. And it allows the visitors again. With Disley, the skipper. Clears his lines, though. Well played there. He saw the ball going in there. Fagbo and did what he should have done. Just clear his lines.
But again, you see, like there, he's struck a straight ball. The same ball drags him over here into space, and it's still a clearance. You understand what I'm doing? But you're doing it with a bit of method and thought. So if it had hit this area, the ball could have stayed in play, and FC could have pushed up and squoze them into their own third.
Callum's took your advice and has now got some hot Vimto on the go.
Good lad. That'll warm your cockles. 3 points for the warm our cockles as well here. It's 1-0 if you just joined us, and we've got a brown. How long we got, sir? 3 minutes plus additional time to go in this first 45 minutes. FC 1-0 down as Logan rides one challenge, wins the board as well, battles hard. The ball flicked up and flicked on there by Greaves towards Gilchrist this time, towards Greaves, but didn't quite come off. But he's a throw into FC United on the far side. 07596 104122. That's 07596 104122 for all your text pleasure. We also haven't had any names for Tommy's new band of footballers. Mine was Tommy's Testicles, they are the Ollocks, but at the moment that surely can't be the winner. The ball flicked forward. It's going to be a throw into FC United of Manchester. Can they get back on level terms? It's going to be a throw in. Fagbola will eventually take on the far left hand side, about 20 yards into the opposition half. Ball to the midriff of Glynn. He does well, turns his player, plays the ball up to Logan. Logan plays the ball now, and it was Gilchrist thinking, I think, that Irwin was behind him, and he let the ball roll over him and into the arms of the goalkeeper it goes. It remains 1-0. Two victories away from home all season for Alfreton, and FC United have to defend this ball now. Resolute defending though from Fagbola. Logan can't kick the ball in from going from the throw, and it'll be Sam Topless again to take this throw. This time it's going to be a shorter ball. Plays it inside to Disley. Disley now plays it 1-2, but good defending there from Fagbola. Touch there by Gilchrist. It nearly gives it away, but he makes amends and plays it to Fagbola. Fagbola tries to play a ball across field, and it does, and he has to trail about 30 yards senior. And again, this is where we need a little bit of help there for the lad, and he hits a long ball, and Greaves, well, didn't realise he wasn't going to win it, but FC had the ball back. It was a nice little play by Kay. Plays it to Logan now. He has Kieran Glynn on the inside of him, and he rides the challenge. Can he kick the ball in play? Well, he can't. Well, he can. Yeah, the referee brings it back for a free kick against Topless. Well,
it could have been given, and it couldn't have been given as it was. He saw a little bit of a injustice there in the tackle, and he's blown up. Well done.
To be honest, though, I would have liked him to be able to go another couple of yards and whip the ball in. If you don't get the advantage, then give the free kick. But it is what it is. At FC United with an opportunity in the dying embers of this game. It's 45 minutes gone, so we're into the three additional minutes.
The referee's indicated there'll be a minimum of 3 minutes.
And it's going to be Irwin to take it left outside. He's going to whip this in. It's not a bad ball towards the back. There's three people there. And he's going to have for a goal kick.
Well, a great defensive header.
No, corner ball. It was, I didn't quite see who got on the end of it. Who was it on the end of that one?
Great defensive header. The number three.
Oh, it was Kieran Keane, was it?
Yeah.
Well, FC United now with a corner, which Kieran Glynn will take. Plenty of movement in the penalty area. Oh, it's a short one to Logan.
Oh!
And Logan has actually hit Moston Miners Arts and Community Centre. But it was the right idea. It had everyone baffled.
Well, you could see that they're actually working on set plays, which is definitely a string to the ball.
It certainly is. The goalkeeper this time, referee, only 5 yards away from saying, crack on, get on with it. You'll be hearing the opinions of Steve Wood and Stato Paul at half-time, no doubt, and Ben Hughes, and then myself and Mr. Sue will be back with you for the final 45 minutes of this game here at Broadhurst Park. It's FC United currently a goal down, and again Greaves trying to slip Gilchrist through, not quite coming off, looking for a free kick. The visitors put poor defending from FC United. It's given an opportunity to number 4, Platt goes on the right hand side,
and it's a booking.
Well, he might get away with a booking there. FC United's got number 5, no he hasn't. And it's a booking for another youngster from FC United, Manchester, Sam Baird. And it was all start from this side. It was a really bad miscontrol.
It was a poor header off Hughes.
Hughes was a poor header. Yeah. Then the ball found Joel Senior, who sliced it. And the downside is, it's not 40 yards, it's 22 yards away. And Brendan Daniels will be all over this like a rash.
Definitely.
And
Hughes just got right underneath that ball. It's not the first time he's done it neither tonight. He needs to start watching his timing and just leave his enthusiasm to get to that ball back in the changing room, because you don't need stuff like that.
Well, this lad can hit a ball. I saw the free kick, as I said, and hopefully FC can go in only 1-0 down, but he steps up to it now.
Brendan Daniels, wide open and
Daniels
Ooh, get in there, dearie
they
me.
Did exactly the same
oh,
thing.
Oh, dearie me, just whack that straight in. Exactly. Goalkeeper got an hand to it, but poor defensive wall, that Swampy.
Well, it was a catalogue of errors, really, up to the free kick, and FC found themselves two down
just before
in the first
45
minutes. And I said I saw him on Saturday, and his free kicks were with pace, power, and panache and quality, and everything was there included. And as I say, Allison got a hand to it, but it wasn't strong enough.
Just went in like a bullet, didn't it?
Yeah,
it
did indeed. And
but that was a poor wall that it came through. I think it came through the wall there at the end.
Well, poor from FC. A mountain to climb in this second half, and it'll be live and exclusive with us again. But well, maybe a little bit of hot vimto is required as the half-time whistle goes, and that's a killer blow, really, for FC United
awful
Manchester.
Timing.
Absolutely, the last thing you want there. There was endeavour's work rate. There's been a bit of quality, but also the visitors, you have to say, in the middle of the park, they've bossed it to a certain degree, and they're working hard. FC United Manchester and Tom Greaves will have a lot of talking to do in the second half.
I don't think there's a lot of wrong things, you know, that FC's been doing. I mean, they've been well in the game, they've created stuff. You need to get them up and get them galvanised again. Don't get any silliness, you know, amongst them, and work as a team and a unit to break these down, because they've done it. They've just not finished it off.
Well, here at half time at Broaders Park, we'll leave you with the news that FC United are currently two goals down here. We'll be back after the short interval, and then you're back with Woodzo and Stato Paul and Ben. But until then, it's FC United Manchester 0, Alfreton Town 2.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to Broaders Park. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Don't forget you can donate to this service, fcmradio.co.uk/donate. And it's half time here, FC United and Manchester 0, Alfreton Town 2. Stato Paul and Woodzo join me now. And I'll come to you first, Woodzo.
I've just woken up. I was asleep. And I was on this ridiculous dream that we were 2-0 down to an absolutely shower of a football team.
Paul, go fast.
I'm sure it was a dream, because I can't imagine it was reality.
Paul?
I think first of all, Alfreton's more robust style has put a cat amongst the pigeons in terms of the way we play. But having said that, we've had a lot of possession. We've created good possessions, and our finishing has been quite abysmal so far.
That's the key, isn't it? I mean, FC United have been playing some delicious football.
There's only one
times,
team playing football.
But, as it's the scoreline that's the important thing, and it is 2-0, and they've been effective. They're away from home. They've come here with a game plan. It is to be robust. And FC United haven't really defended too well, have they, in dealing with this very basic way of playing.
Well, I mean, both goals have come from our errors, really.
Yeah.
The bouncing ball in the box that wasn't cleared, and then the free kick conceded in a very dangerous place.
But it all came from Joel Senior's bad touch, what played everybody else into trouble, and you know, Sam took one for the team, as they say, and unfortunately it's gone in. Yeah, you know, you get games like that, you know. There's not a lot you can say, really. There's only one team playing football, with, like Paul says, with a couple of bad finishes. You know, Glyn should have finished better.
How many shots has the goalkeeper... Chris Elliott saved.
He's actually only made 3 saves out of 8 goal attempts.
And that's the key, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
We have created some lovely openings.
Well,
I mean,
football,
you're going to get that
times,
from the likes of Irwin and Glyn in midfield, pulling the strings. But
we just haven't finished. I mean, there's been some tremendous opportunities. There's been two balls to the back post that have just been beyond the player on the back post. There's been a glorious opportunity for Glynn, which he slices wide. We've got a shot from Joe Logan, which has made the roof of the Miners. Lou,
I think it's the one he wanted to turn, to be honest
Lou,
with you.
That ball is for you. You can have that, don't worry. The bowling club's got plenty of them. It was a half of glorious football, but loads of missed opportunities.
Yeah, I think that sums it up there. Played some really good stuff. There's been a couple of moments where the final ball hasn't been as good as the football up to it. There's been a time where we've got in behind them, like you say. There's been two, I think, Greaves both times, one for Gilchrist, one for Irwin. We, you know, if he had a longer stud on or something like that, it's in the back of the net. But
wait, it's looking like Walker's going to be coming on at half time. I think that's probably because Senior's had a good game on the right, to be fair to him, but he did pick up a slight knock, so I reckon that's going to be a swap.
I reckon so, yeah.
Joel Senior coming off, Walker coming on, and Logan will go on the right at the moment. That might add something, because one thing we're missing here, Senior is a very attack minded right back, and he's been putting in some good balls, but I do think it's going to require the likes of Walker and Logan just bombing forward and giving us a bit more finesse in Alfredson's defensive third.
I agree. I mean, I think it's one of them. The game's not over. Are you looking at me when you were asking the question?
No,
I you were teasing me. But you go for it, Paul. I can't remember the question now, to be honest.
No, you were answering the question there. Actually, you were agreeing with what
and that was what I was celebrating.
He was celebrating the moment.
It was a glorious moment, and you've ruined it.
You'd actually agreed.
I'm not sure I was listening, to be honest.
Well, that's all right, then.
Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I thought before the game started it was a good time to play Alfredson, because they're on a very poor run. But it just goes to show you, in this division, anything can happen on a given day. You can have a bad 45 minutes and not finish your opportunities, and you get punished for it.
Yeah.
Now, there's only two matches tonight in the National League North, and the other match is Brackley 2, Southport 0. Southport are having a really good season, aren't they?
They'll be all right come January when we play them, don't worry about that. They'll be on the crest of a wave by that point. Oh, the crest of a wave!
Now, one
thing I did there. I don't even know, I'm doing it myself half the time.
Should jump off a long pier.
Hey!
Ooh. Now then, right, what was I saying? Oh, God, life's the beach. Anyway, so...
You're talking about Southport.
I was talking about Southport. That leads me on to Marine.
Yes, that's down the road.
Yeah, we have got Marine in the FA Trophy. Tommy Lawson's here, but as are a number of other people, it's...
Yeah, there's about 1,500
like
people here.
It's like Hollywood.
Oh, I thought it was been general.
Stop it. It is. That's another Southport reference. There is a lot of interest at the moment in FC United.
Well, we assume we could be watching their
it's
players.
It's not just for the job. It's not just for the job, obviously, but it's all so far, the players that we've got. I mean, it's all right, you know, having a lot of young players, but it's on contract. But it's also good to put people in the shop window occasionally.
I think that's why we've told our players to go out and look like crap. steal a win.
I think we should just put the shutters down on the shop, to be honest with you.
So, second half is due shortly. What do you think needs to happen, Steve, other than...
We need to score three goals.
Hit the bloody barn door, will you, other than that?
Yeah, that'll do. Actually, don't hit the barn. We tried aiming for the barn. That's what Joe Logan was doing, aiming for the barn.
Which bar?
Exactly.
Now, Paul, your dad's been in touch, Father Stato, on Twitter, and he says...
Dad.
We are not fluent tonight, but it's definitely not a 2-0 game. He's right. But I would say we are fluent. It's just we're not finishing our chances. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
Just to say, any other... Ryan says the referee is awful.
He's not having a good one.
He's awful for both teams.
He's missed a flinging two-footed on Scott Kerr. He missed a blatant stamp on Sam Bird. The time wasting from the goalkeeper's fantastic. He's actually now... He's like a school teacher. Instead of giving him a card to stop it, he's walking over every goal kicker and, you know, putting the ball down for him like a schoolmaster.
I think you either let the goalkeeper get on with it or pull out a yellow card
and
say no.
You don't just go and stand next to him and...
There's a lot of peer...
You're taking your kicks
from him. Speaking of teachers, there's a lot of peer pressure. It's the St Mary's Road end and they're all giving him a hard time.
There is hostility, yeah, but the referee should have dealt with it.
I mean, there's a lot of things going on here. The tackle down here was a bad one. The tackle that Kieran Glynn did...
I was going for the toilet, so I didn't see that.
The goalkeeper threw the ball, Irwin goes in, rightfully, in my opinion, but obviously.
I'm guessing from the reaction behind the goal, maybe the goalkeeper put a cracking on him or something.
Well, they would. But anyway,
the point I'm making is... I mean, the stamp on Baird from the number seven who Glyn got the card for, he stamped on him. Absolutely stamped on him.
So the referee needs to improve. Let's just put it that way. Although
it's never going to happen in this league, is it?
So what are your thoughts on Marine? You're an NPL man.
I like Marine. I like the Arriva Stadium. I know it's not called that anyway. It's called the Mersey Travel Arena or something. I love commentating from that place there because it's good to smell your youth. Lots of fragrances in the stand. But Marine aren't having the best of seasons at the moment. But one team goes down from the NPL, so I guess they don't have to put much effort in.
They did get a reprieve one season, didn't they?
Yeah, they pulled the Altrincham trick.
Yeah, the Altrincham card.
But it's an interesting tie, isn't it, Steve?
Well, we're still here. Sorry, I thought you two were off on some sort of marine holiday.
Well, no, it's a nice place to go back to.
Nice little cafe on the high street there. Nice little new
breakfast. It's very much Liverpool's Didsborough.
I suppose that's one way of looking at it, I suppose, yeah.
But what do you reckon for the FA Trophy this year? I mean, we're in the semi-finals of the Manchester Premier Cup. We've got a decent tie in the qualifying rounds of the FA Trophy.
We have.
Should I cancel my holiday to Centre Parks in May, Steve?
There's a number of all National League North ties as well.
There is.
So some clubs are going to go out pretty early.
Oh, I think some clubs are going to go out. I would say probably half of them. Mm-hmm. I would wage you. But yes, you're quite right, Paul.
The level of maths in this analysis is blowing me.
That old humour.
Yes. So Steve Wood's infused by the FA Trophy. What about
There's also a bit of money to be earned.
Yeah. Well, they've beefed up the prize money in the FA Trophy in recent years.
Yeah.
And we should remember, when we really went fit, we got to the quarterfinals and we had a nice away day. Oh, thank you. We had a nice away day at Torquay, didn't we?
Yeah. And we you know, we were unlucky on the day there at Torquay.
Yeah, I thought I'd have won one.
It was...
don't know which one's sugaring.
Sorry, I thought I'd have won one.
Obviously, the trip down to Torquay was where I magically came up with the Let's Fly a Kite montage, which was the best thing I've ever created.
It's
amazing what happens when we go on Tom Stott's bus.
Oh, I went on that as well.
Yeah, you were on it, weren't you?
Was I?
Yeah, and I was at the front like this for ages going, I need to do something special. I need to do... Let's go fly a kite.
That was asleep.
Was that the day that Swampy flew down?
Yes. What an absolute tart. Anyway, so... any closing thoughts from you, Woodsall? It's very much midweek Tuesday analysis.
Where's my drink?
What drink?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
The one that you're just snaffling from under my nose.
Oh.
You won't even like that.
No sugar.
Dear listener, I've not got a drink here. They've all got brews being delivered. It's all right. I'll be over for the butties after.
No sugar. Don't worry about that. You didn't put sugar.
Yes. Well, you were featured.
I was most disappointed to believe them ghosting in the background and pinching my sandwiches.
You were named.
And ashamed.
On some forum.
Oh, there's no shame. There's no shame. I don't care. Free butties. I don't care.
Anything free.
To pay, fail, etc. I can see you earning the game for more freebies.
Well, we'll wait and see. The sponsors. Oh, we should say the sponsors tonight. We do always give them a plug. Is there a sponsor tonight?
I hope it's something to do with the electric company if you're going to give them a plug.
I don't think this game is sponsored, is it?
Well,
a big thank you to you wonderful people, the Armchair Army, anyway. You do a great job. Just to let you know, the pay for the ground draw has been made. £200 going to winning ticket number 682. £50, 661, and the fudge hamper for nobody in particular, and the Lakeside Cafe breakfast gone for a song. But speaking of which, Swampy's back now. Hello, Swampy, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much. Is that my...
I've got you.
You got me in, that's fine, yeah. No problem at all. We've got second half underway. FC United need an early breakthrough to try and just get back into this game. A game, really, with two goals coming from mistakes. Even the free kick, which was well taken by Brendan Daniels, was a free kick that really shouldn't have happened. And equally, the Wall should have dealt with it a little bit more. But I can see second half. Do you think they may slow the game down a little bit and their goalkeeper may well get a yellow card at some stage?
Probably. Just to say, the substitution which we predicted has not happened yet.
Well, I wasn't here listening to you at the half-time mark, so FC United defend very quick, very early in this game. They're giving the ball away down the far left-hand side. The ball chipped in. It needs to be dealt with, FC United, a man by FC, and it is eventually dealt with, and Kay can come away with it. He needs to be in the game a lot more this second half, as Greaves being hustled and bustled and well played there by Thomas Allen. What was your prediction?
What for?
Substitutions.
Tom Walker coming on for Joel Senior, because Senior picked up a knock.
Well, okay, the ball on the halfway line, a free header there though for Luke Shields. Ball picked up by Kay. Kay plays the ball forward towards Greaves. Greaves does enough there and allows Gilchrist to hold the ball. Plays a lovely ball right hand side to Senior. Senior now has one player to help him out there, but he's gone to the byline and he plays it back now to Kieran Glynn. Glynn looks for some support, goes, drops his shoulder, plays the ball into the penalty area, and it's behind two players unfortunately, and no one winning that ball. There's a mistake there by Fagbola, but the ball on the halfway line, won by Baird. Baird plays it to Irwin. Irwin just has just not been in the game at all.
Well, it's his first proper game back, isn't it?
It is indeed, but again, you know, I'd like to see him with a bit more impetus and a bit more quality. As everyone back bar one for the visitors. And Hughes now, simple ball out left-hand side to Irwin. The one thing they'll probably do is they'll afford to give us a little bit more room on the ball, a bit more possession for FC United, as Irwin now cuts inside of this near touchline. He switches play.
Oh.
And it doesn't quite come off, but it falls to Kay. That's the dulcet tone of Roy Sewell, who's back in the commentary position.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, don't be sorry. Everyone was quite thankful in all fairness.
No, I'll stop being bitchy now.
It's the ball on the halfway line with Irwin. Good pressurising from the visitors. Fagbola takes over. FC very, very deep in their own half, with the ball played across field, giving a bit of room for Hughes now. Hughes needs to relax when he's attacking the ball. He plays it to Glynn. It wasn't the best of balls to Glynn. Hughes then gives the ball away, but then makes amends luckily. And FC United, well, trying to play the way out of danger.
Switch.
And the ball switched now from Glynn to Irwin. Irwin's ball's a lovely ball down the left-hand side. For Logan. Logan into the penalty area, cuts inside, shot comes across, and it deflects for a corner ball.
Yeah.
And a better play from FC. It was a very, very, very much a patient build up, perhaps a little bit too patient, but we get the corner.
Yeah, but to be honest, I thought Logan should have just had one touch and then trusted his left peg to just feed it in there, like, you know what I mean?
Not quite come off for him yet, so I'll get my other phone out so we can keep those texts coming in. Don't go quiet in the second half, everyone. We need as much support as we can get. As this corner ball comes in, it's a decent ball as well. It's on the end of it. There's a push there in the back, but the referee doesn't give it.
It's
oh,
there.
Kick up a chair in there. Oh, it's an overhead kick from the birthday boy, Kieran Glynn. And FC United back in it. Glynn, well, it was the only player on the pitch I could actually think of doing something like that. As the sandwiches arrive, FC United back in it. And Kieran Glynn, exactly why he's on the pitch.
Great little overhead.
There are sandwiches there, yes, but I'm okay, thank you. I'm sure there's a plethora of sandwiches there.
You got enough there, Roy? I'm working on it, Ben. They look after me here, you know that, don't they?
Just a favour, just...
Do you want to buy one?
Turn him off while he's munching away. Anyway, it's 2-1, and Kieran Glynn, the birthday boy, has to give the ball away on the halfway line. Now, here comes Irwin. Irwin has Logan to this left-hand side, and I would have said and suggested that Logan moves forward, further forward, and they've done exactly that. To the byline he goes, left-footed, it chips it in towards the back post. It was a better idea, but unfortunately the delivery was poor. But FC right back in this game. Kieran Glynn, you've got to say, the ball came in, and it missed everybody, and Glynn, well, for some reason, I don't know who our friend is on the right-hand side, but he's enjoying the sandwiches as well.
Has he got a press pass?
I don't know who
he
is.
What have we got here, Roy? Walk us through it while we've got time.
There's no walkers.
Swampy showered at me the other night for asking.
There's sandwiches, Ben. I mean, they're not. You know, it's not a revolutionary...
not for it.
Goal kick to FC.
I'm all right,
Chris Elliott takes it. Long ball over the top, headed well by Hughes. Second ball needs to be picked up by a red shirt, and it's going to roll out probably for a goal kick, although Alisson might try and keep it in play, and he does, and he takes a touch, and then he hits the ball long to the halfway line. Up goes Glynn, does well there. Second ball needs to be picked up by Irwin does well. Ball flicks out right hand side, but they're giving the ball away, FC United, and in the danger zone is an opportunity for the visitors. Ball comes across, it's a decent ball as well. First half shot comes in, it's good defensive from FC. Second ball comes in, good defending again by Logan. Ball flicked to the right hand side though. Here's an opportunity for Topless. Chips the ball towards the back post. Headed away by Hughes. And then it's picked up and cleared by FC United of Manchester's Irwin. But well, a little bit of nervousness at the back for FC United again there. And I don't know if that gentleman to our right hand side is actually. Does anybody know who he is?
He's got a phone and he looks journalist, is he?
He's a statistician. Oh, he should be sat with Stato Paul as the ball just bounces awkwardly, and initially it's dealt with by Fagbo. Second ball though is lost, and the man on the back post right hand side needs to be dealt with. But the ball through the middle by Tom Platt into the arms of FC's goalkeeper, and the ball rolled out now. FC, I'll give you the team in a minute, but it's Hughes halfway line, ball out right hand side to Logan, Senior now back to Hughes. Logan should be in this 10 yards forward, but the ball eventually comes out to him. He controls it well. Now he can run at the players. He's got pace, he's got quality. He's just doing well there. Holds the ball. Oh, and he loses it, but he finds it, gets it back. Plays a 1-2 with Glynn. Glynn's back in. Oh, it's sublime to Irwin now. Another back heel there to Glynn. Glynn shooting distance. Corner ball. Well, you don't often see two quarterback heels in the penalty area. We've got Rick Coleman from Leicester. Come on, FC, play to feet. Play to feet and finish. Well, that was a lovely play from, again, Glynn, and then a lovely back heel them in Irwin. And then it left it for Glynn. Glynn was an awkward position. He got the shot away. He gets himself a corner. And FC United can get back on level terms. 2-1 towards the back post. The ball goes. And he goes across. There's going to be another corner, surely. It is indeed. And what's nice to see is that quite a number of the SMRE have decided to go behind
the light bar round end.
The light bar round end, yeah. And Kay comes short for this. And he takes it. Good ball back to Glynn. Glynn, that's a great ball to the penalty area. Oh, it's a wonderful ball near post. The keeper was brave because Greavesy was on the end of it. That was the right ball again.
Great ball.
Hit along the deck. Good goalkeeping this time from Chris Elliott. But again, FC United showing a little bit of quality, a little bit of urgency. They're giving the ball away, the visitors. It's all the way back to FC's goalkeeper. Plays it to Baird. Baird can't afford to lose it there. He plays it out to Fagbo. Fagbo's ball's an awkward one to Alisson. Alisson takes a touch and then skews it, but it's far enough up the pitch for an FC shirt to win this first ball, is it? No, it's picked up by the visitors, but Platt there nullified this side by Kay. And a nice quick ball out by FC United's goalkeeper to Hughes. Hughes plays it to Glynn on the halfway line, dead centre. Goes past one, shows a bit too much of it. The referee says no play on. There's no free kick there, but they've given the ball away. Alfreton, the ball flicked in. Here's an opportunity to slip by a Alfreton defender, but it falls kindly enough for Kay. Kay slips the ball left-hand side. They've certainly give FC a lot more room in this second half. As to the byline, it's Logan doing well. Holds the ball, goes one way, does really well
done.
Ball comes across everybody. Who's on the end of it? It's cleared this time by the number 7, Bradley Wood. Ball on the halfway line. Needs to be dealt with by FC United's Fagbola. Well played, young man. Brendan Daniels was second best to that one, and Fagbola made sure he was second best. 2-1. Still at Parkour. Come on, lads. Two more. That's Helen in Leicester again. Oh, the Leicester posse are coming through. Good strong challenge and a fair one there. Great play by Greaves. Greaves plays it back to Glynn in the penalty area. Glynn. Good effort, Glynn. It was wide of the post. He tried to open his body. He couldn't quite open, but he opened his leg, his right boot, to play it round the corner there. And that's unlucky again from FC Bennett.
He just needed to put a little bit of side on the ball. You know, he a little bit too straight. He opened his body up, yeah. He hit it with the inside of his foot, yeah. But what he didn't do was put that little bit of a curl on it just to hug it round that far post.
If he was doing that, he'd play for Barcelona. That's a long clearance man, Chris Elliott, the skipper, the goalkeeper, I should say. Headed on by Hughes, halfway line. Blue shirt picks it up, and that's an awkward ball over the top.
It's in.
And FC's goalkeeper does well. Has to come to FC's rescue, and Fagbola clears his lines. There's a slip by Irwin. He's not having the best of games, Irwin, to be honest, but he's lost out again. It's that man, Bradley Wood, on the ball again, and good pressurising there from Glynn allows
Wood and Platt. They're doing excellent for Alfreton. They've got, you know, they're shutting off any sort of
movement, forward movement off FC, but what they're also doing is instigating their little movements and runs up top.
Well, I'm surprised the referees, they should be, they're about to make a substitution, I think, the visitors, as the ball halfway line flicked away by Kieran Glynn, unfortunately. And it will be a throw, and they'll take their time, Sam Topless, and it's an opportunity for FC to have to defend. 1,548 here this evening. It looked like 15,468, but they've crossed out one of the numbers there, so it's 1,548 this evening. Up goes Logan, he wins the header.
Whoops,
two players
on.
From FC United can't decide who wants to win the ball.
Deal with it.
And Kay comes away with it and well plays done. It up to Tom Greaves. Greaves being pulled all over the place. Referee letting play continue. Don't know why. And Fagbola's control is one that allows the home team to, so the visitors to come away with a throw in.
Well, to both, you know, they were both at it, to be honest, there. And, you know, Tom came out second best, but they were both at it.
Well, Luke Shields just below us, about 15 yards inside the FC half. Taking his time. Throw comes in. Up goes Logan. He wins the first header. Chested down well by Kay. Plays it to Fagbola. Fagbola chips the ball away, but only as far as a blue shirt. Second ball won by FC. And then the ball hit forward by Luke Shields again. Up goes Greaves. A little bit messy here just below us. Kay should let Shield that ball out. There will be a substitution. Imminent, the board is being ready by FC United of Manchester, and it's Linfield that's doing a bit of warming up with the rest of, he's gone down the tunnel, he might be gone for a jimmy.
And Kay needs to keep his composure a little bit here, because he's having little digs and little kicks on ankles.
Well, there's another
as
one.
He's just gone into wood there. He needs to keep his composure. Need 11 players on this pitch and going to win this game.
A big shout out to Steve in Lincoln, keeping everything crossed. Everything, he says.
Everything.
Alright, oh. Stephen Lincoln. Well, Chris Elliott has come up to take this this free kick. And he's only 10 yards outside the FC half, dead centre. And hits the ball, long left hand side. That's a decent ball in as well. Everyone's scrambling across there. Who's going to win it? Well, FC come away with it. It's good play. And now an opportunity for FC's youngster seed. He hits the ball long. There's Gilchrist there. He needs to win that ball. Second ball, though, he's not. And then Kieran Glynn, well, he thinks about it, doesn't quite come off for him, and then good play there by FC's number five. He kept calm there, Baird, when he was being chased down there. They win the ball back. Good play again there by Senior.
Bit of composure, come on.
Plays it to Irwin. Irwin slips. He still has the ball to feet. Ball should go out right hand side there, and Irwin, he's not on his game tonight, is Irwin, unfortunately, but plenty of time to go for him to put a killer ball in or do play a bit of magic, as Irwin now can't afford to lose it there, but he stabs the ball back towards his own goal, and a little flicks header on there by Hughes, and it's a throw taken quickly underarm to Baird. Baird looks for some support, plays it across to the left hand side to Fagbola, left back position to Logan. Two players around him. Logan, simple ball back to Fagbola. Fagbola can split the play here quickly. And he switches it, but it's a dreadful ball.
Terrible pass.
All it did was a simple ball. It's picked up by Kieran Keane, left-hand side. Ball into the penalty area, or he attempts to. It comes off the backside of Senior.
He's not felt confident, you know, in actually doing that switch ball, Fagbola. That's something, again, that you can work on the training pitch. Like, you know, get it into his game, and he's got another string to his ball. And it's an outlet for FC as well.
Certainly is. The ball left that far side of the ground with Brendan Daniels.
Oh.
It ricochets and bounces over everybody. And, to be honest, Allison comes out, clears his lines up towards Gilchrist. He's been pulled back by the referee, but the referee says that's fine. As now the ball over the top, and again, it's a poor ball. More sandwiches here than they're selling Greggs. Look at Ben, his eyes are Ben's eyes. You've already had curry and rice and
I've
chips.
Had curry and rice,
I've
fine.
Had curry and rice and all. Could have done with a bit more salt in it. I'm just letting you know.
I'm not little chef.
Chris Elliott eventually clears his lines. It's a long, long clearance. Yes, FC's keeper comes out and gathers the ball. Yes, Ben. Oh, thank you. Ball back in play, right hand side now. Initially with Hughes. Hughes to Kay. Back to Hughes. Over the halfway line it goes. Ball plays simple ball inside for Glynn, lovely play by Glynn. Cuts inside again. Can he get a shot away or a simple ball in? Oh, he flicks the ball forward there, and again, just lightly overplayed. But again, perhaps should have played the ball out to Logan, who was wanting it. But again, he just drops that shoulder.
It was.
And he loses two players.
Yeah, it was. But if he'd have just checked to the left and then gone off to his right, he had a shooting opportunity there on the 18-yard line.
Stephen Lincoln has also said that his fiancée, Gemma, will be going to her first game on Saturday, Gainsborough away.
Well, we look forward to seeing you, and well, FC are making a substitution. And Fag Bowler, I think, is the man coming off. And Corbett is coming off. So that may well be not a tactical change, but more one of an injury. He's sporting in Movember. Moustache is Fag Bowler.
Me too.
Yes, Ben. It's covered with a beard, though, isn't it? Anyway, the goal kick about to be taken slowly by Chris Elliott. Hits the ball long this time. Hughes does well, wins the header. Second ball, though, in the midfield, won by Alfreton. And Glynn coming back to try and help out there, but it falls kindly for the number 10. Nice little ball. Great defending there by Kay. He got his foot in the way because the number 11, Brendan Daniels, is about to try and unleash one. Now, FC United on this near touchline have two overlaps if they can make use of it. It's with Logan. Logan's reverse ball back towards Irwin. But unfortunately, Irwin can't get on the end. There's another handball every time. He gets away with that. And I don't know how Craig Westcar's been getting away with those handballs.
It's only one hand, isn't it?
Is it? Good play there by Kieran Glynn again. And the referee saying, no, free kick. The visitors want to take it quickly. Greaves is back. Talking to the referee. And it will be a free kick to the visitors, and this will help them out. They'll take plenty of time. 18 minutes in the second half already gone, Ben.
Glynn has to be careful. He's done that a few times where he does the right thing by going in front of the ball before the free kick can be taken quickly. But yeah, he is on a yellow card.
Yes. And is chipping away at the referee as well.
Well, it's quick thinking from him, to be honest, but FC United have to topless puts the ball to the penalty, to the back post. Who's on the end of it? Comes across three players. FC win the ball back. Quick throw out there for Senior. And it might be time for Walker. He's got pace and quality, and FC switch plays a lovely ball by Senior, and Steve Irwin pushed in the back there. Referee. Well, it was a shoulder there more than anything. I think the referee got that right.
Oh.
And Corbett just left it thinking that it's an injury. Sam Baird is in absolute agony there. I think maybe it's been stood on or something, but he's holding his right hand. But FC United with Seedy come away with it into the final third, through the middle he goes. Needs an overlap right hand side, has it in Kieran Glynn. Glynn now, what can he do? To the byline he goes, cuts inside. Oh, Cruyff, back heel turn there, chips it into the penalty area from a back heeler, and FC still have it. He's full of tricks, but we need to be doing that when we're 2-2. Can he get the shot? Oh, lovely ball in, there's opportunity for KK, pulls the ball across there and it doesn't come right for him. But at the moment, well, the birthday boy is full of magic and trickery, and
did a little step over there and a little Rabona as well, eh, to get the ball into the box.
Well, Hughes now plays it back to Senior. Everyone in the penalty area for FC United still. It's a low ball. Oh, it falls for Glynn. Well, it fell, for, should say, for Gilchrist. I don't think he was expecting it. There was a defensive
good
mistake.
Good opportunity, that, though, Swamper.
And he snatched at it, and he completely missed it, and into the arms of the goalkeeper it went. And, the problem is at this moment in time, the game's going past so quickly, we might run out of time to get the equaliser.
And I think Baird hurt himself in the collision with the two FC players on that cross.
Yes.
When he went down.
He seems okay again now, though. He's made of tough stuff, the youngster.
Well, he brushes it off and gets on with it, doesn't
he? Senior now. Oh, that's a decent ball towards you. Oh, it was a ball played in towards Greaves. They've given the ball away, and it's ball played by Irwin to Logan. And there's another free kick conceded on the edge of the area. Sam Topless goes across his man, and a free kick conceded. Well played. FC just getting more and more into this game. I think the only change, as you say, although saying that, young seniors coming more and more into the game, but
yes,
I think there's a bit more directness from Walker, isn't there?
Yes.
You know, there's a little bit more experience.
I just feel that unless he was injured, Fag Bowler, I think I'd have left that and maybe looked a little bit further up the field, you know, either Linfield or, you know, bringing Tom Walker on to give him a little bit more cutting edge on
Kieran Gwynn obstructing the goalkeeper so he couldn't set the wall up, and it's an opportunity for Irwin. Now Irwin, for me, drill this one and see where it goes. Irwin, he does exactly that, and it's good. Ooh, defensive header there from the number 7. Bradley Wood got his head on it. It was goal bound and he's headed it away. But what I like about Kieran Gwynn is sort of the goalkeeper waving so he can't see where he wants to put his wall
and can't communicate.
He's taking it quick again. Nice ball out to Kay.
Good delivery, come on.
Kay, a simple ball back into Gwynn. That's a great ball across field again, and the goalkeeper time. I mean, I think if you carry on doing that, someone needs to go to the front post, don't they?
Definitely, run across the keeper.
Run across the keeper, and then it puts him under all sorts of pressure. But two great balls from Kieran Gwynn.
And the goalkeeper, to be honest, has dealt with them both equally well.
Well, we've had 21 minutes of this second half, and it's flown by. And, Chris Elliott, the goalkeeper, says, you know what, start again, because he's giving it straight back to FC United of Manchester senior now. Quite deep in his own half, plays it back to Hughes plays it to Kay plays it to Baird plays it to Irwin. He looks a little bit tired, doesn't he? He looks a little bit rusty, doesn't he? Is now. Yeah. Here comes Baird, well over the halfway line. Simple ball.
Oh dear.
Underplayed it.
Well done, lad.
And good defending there, though, by Craig Disley. Ball chipped over the top as Kay wins it back. Kay plays it to Hughes. Hughes to senior. Senior halfway line. Looks for a bit of moving. Cuts inside this time. He has an opportunity to switch play. He does switch play. So a nice little touch there, is it, from Gilchrist? No, it doesn't come quite off for him. And Brendan Dunn is on the halfway line. Corbett does really well there. And
he switched play, but he switched it to the wrong one. Well, he's got Logan out here in Acres Arena.
He looks injured to me when he's limping as he's running there, isn't he?
I think he's just leg weary.
A 1-2
really
there with Glynn. Glynn plays it to FC United's number 10, and another free kick outside the area. This time it's got to be a yellow card, surely. He just took Gilchrist's toes there, and FC United, and I suppose the only thing you'd say from this free kick position, you want it maybe back another 5 or 10 yards, but
my feelings are what they need to do is get this ball on target and follow in on the rebounds, get as much power as you can behind it.
Well, Bobby Robinson, Brody Robinson, about to come on, is it? No, it's going to be Marcus Marshall. Oh, and in fact, Brody Robinson, a double substitution for the visitors. But Kieran Gwynn, again, he's on the line, making sure the goalkeeper doesn't know what's going on. And he's slowly but surely, get out a little bit quicker though, because if this goes straight in, you'll be in offside position. It's Irwin, dead centre. What can he do? Oh, it's just over the bar, and again from there, I'd like to whip it in a bit more.
Yeah, maybe so, but I just feel that on occasions, and it's happened twice now, Kay was wide on the right that he could have fed him to, the ball to, on the last free kick, and Kieran Glynn was in exactly the same position, and at no time did Alfred actually go out to pick him up. The first man nearest to him was the last man on the wall.
Well, the number 8 and the skipper, Craig Disley, coming off, taking his time. The number 15 coming on in his place, Marcus Marshall. And the other substitution, is that going to take place?
Not a bad kid, this lad.
Well, number 14 coming on, Brody Robinson. And I would have thought the player furthest away is the number 10, is it? It's going to be Craig Westcar.
Number 10, Craig Westcar, is being replaced by number 15.
Well, that was Westcar actually applauded what he thought was his own fans, not realising there was no one there to applaud. And off he comes slowly. He's applauding the crowd, in fairness. The goal scorer of Alfreton's first. FC is still 2-1 down here, but with 21 minutes plus any additional time to go. FC will be making a substitution, and I think it's going to be Tyrrell Palmer coming on for FC, the young lad from Moston United.
Tyrrell or Tyrell?
Tyrrell, we call him.
Yeah, okay.
There's a little bit of indecisiveness from FC United's defenders there.
Uh-oh.
And it's a good clearance by the goalkeeper, and he needed to hurry that ball. The two defenders there from FC, Hughes and Corbett, not quite getting it right. And FC about to make a substitution, and it is indeed going to be Irwin.
Second substitution for FC United. He's looked heavy-legged, hasn't he, for the last 15 minutes, in fairness. But Tyrell's got a lot of upper body strength. He's got an opportunity, signed into the FC first team, together with another lad from Moston United, who's not figured yet, but he's hopefully going to get his chance at some stage. But FC needs to get back into this game. 25 minutes gone. 2-1. Throw in FC United, surely. No?
It was the other way.
Assistant referee got it wrong there, didn't he?
Definitely. To be honest, the assistant referee looked straight at the referee. He didn't make his own mind up.
That's a throw in by Sam Topliss on this near touchline. 25 yards from the FC penalty area. It's needs to be dealt with by FC. It's a little touch by Corbett. Nice flick there on by Tyrrell. Tyrrell's pace. Well, he's giving the ball to Gilchrist. Gilchrist now rises a challenge. Plays the ball on the outside of his boot. It's just in front and just slightly to the right-hand side of Greaves, but he wins the second ball, Greaves. Greaves plays it inside to Sini. Sini had Kay there. He didn't quite see him.
He's
cut back inside of himself. Eventually, he finds Tyrrell. Not the best of balls, and they can come away with it. It was a poor ball, in fact. And that diagonal ball, and Corbett has to be equal to that. In fact, it's not Corbett. It's... It's Baird, and Baird's pace actually cake stuck with the number 14, Brody Robertson, and concedes a throw-in on the far side of the ground. 2-1. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCorner.com, the Armchair Army, brothers and sisters from around the world, people sat in car parks listening to FC while parkour's going on. To the entire Irish nation, if you're listening, which you should be listening and watching the TV at the same time, come on, everyone. The ball now with Keane. Keane plays it back to Tom Platt. Been impressed with him all night. Platt has the ball down the left-hand side now for Robertson. Can Robertson get the ball into the penalty area? Ooh. He holds the ball. There was a good movement off the run. There's a good charge down there by Kay. Kay will fancy this second ball. It's a 50-50. Ooh, and he stayed there.
Silliness.
He never touched him. He never connected with him.
I waited for him to make the contact on that ball. You can see what he'd done there.
By the way, for those people listening and watching Ireland wondering why I've not given Swampard a score of late, trying to keep him happy.
Well, I think Ireland are going out, aren't they, to be honest? Is it 3-1 now to 4-1? Well, that's Ireland are out. Well, let's see if FC can get back into this game. This free kick's going to be taken, though, and it's whipped in towards the back post. Up goes FC's goalkeeper. Doesn't get the first attempt, but he's back on his line, wins the ball. Looks for a quick throw out. Greaves wants it. And Greaves is now... Yeah, I know the score. Thanks very much, Roy. I don't need to know anymore.
No, I need to show you.
I know. So you need to show it to prove it to me. Well, the ball on this near touchline now with Gilchrist. Gilchrist does the movement of... Glynn. But he plays it back...
Go on, keep
to Logan. That. Logan plays it to Tyrrell. Tyrrell plays it now to Corbett. Corbett in the left wing position plays a nice ball in to Gilchrist. The ball comes across an opportunity here. It's well dealt with and cleared well, but only to the halfway line as Baird will take over. Plays it back to Hughes. Hughes should play the ball out wide right, but he doesn't. He plays it indeed instead to Tyrrell. Tyrrell back to Corbett. Corbett can't afford to lose it there. Good touch and pay turn, and then gives the ball away. And they've got two men up there. And FC have to get back and defend.
Oh, look at that run on the blind.
That's with
he's not spotted
four again. We're lucky for FC. That's they have a man through the middle now, and it's the number three taking over. Kieran Keane on the far left hand side chips it in, or tries to chip in. Good defensive play there by Senior. Ball now with Daniels. Daniels just holds onto the ball 30 yards out from FC's half. There's a shot maybe available to them, but they just simply play the ball out right hand side now for Topliss. Topliss play the ball back inside. Keep ball at the moment.
Just moving FC and, about all the time, looking for those little lap gaps.
It's Thomas Allen. Allen plays it inside to Brendan Daniels. Daniels back to Allen, but he has to go back to the halfway line. Plays it back to his number six now, Billy Priestley. Priestley's touch is back to Luke Shields. Shields plays it out right hand side in their own half at the moment with Topliss. Topliss sees a bit of movement there. It's a decent movement there, but I think FC's number five has seen it. But he gives the ball away. But strong play there from Tyrrell. Does really, really well. Needs a bit of support. He gets on the right-hand side. FC needs to be pushing up a little bit more. It's with Kay. Kay's control lets him down. But he has the second ball. Plays it to Senior. Senior now to Hughes. Hughes across to Corbett. Corbett wasn't expecting that, so he has to track back on himself and play it to Baird. Baird hits a long ball towards...
Well done, lad.
Joe Logan, and good defending there from Sam Topliss, but It's going to be FC with a throw-in, but another substitution, and it's going to be Keegan Everington coming on.
Number three.
Kieran Keane coming off.
He's been replaced by number 16.
15 minutes for FC United to get something out of this game. And that goal came early for FC United. Overhead kick from Kieran Glynn. But apart from that, really, they've huffed and they've puffed, but they haven't blown the door in. The throw-in's taken quickly. Cyril on the ball. Can't afford to lose it there. It was a late challenge on him.
Ball,
the referee let play continue because FC have the ball still. And here's Sini now into the penalty area. He tries to go, but he just shows a bit too much of it. And here's an opportunity for the visitors to come away with it. Nice ball to the left-hand side.
They get a bit of support down this right-hand side, isn't there? And problems.
FC United got to make sure it would have been offside anyway, but it's into the arms of the goalkeeper. And a precision ball needs to be played out by the Allison. Allison plays it to Kay. Kay now needs a little bit more urgency. Plays it to Senior. Senior back to Hughes. Terrell has done. He's been impressive since he's come on.
He has. He's done. Kept his game simple, and when he needed to be a little bit body hard there, he put someone on the floor. So
well, Glynn on the halfway line plays it to Terrell now. Terrell cuts one way. Can't afford to lose it there. Doesn't lose it there. Simple ball to Kay. Kay should try and spread play, but he plays inside to Gilchrist. Gilchrist touches good and plays it out wide right. Nice ball. Three red shirts in the penalty area. Quality required. Gilchrist on the edge of the penalty area. Chips it towards the back post. And that's a wasted opportunity for FC United of Manchester. And Gilchrist knows he should have done better there. And it remains 2-1 and a goal kick to the visitors.
Just needed to put it in the mix, you know, and let everybody fight for it. Too heavy. Too hard. And to be honest, Logan was on the back stick there, that he was coming into Acre's space that he could have picked out.
Well, 33 minutes of this second half gone already. It's flown by, in all fairness, as Chris Elliott clears his lines. The header won by Baird, and it's a dreadful header there from Kay back into the FC's area. Ball chipped in, first time shot comes in wide of the post, but wow, that was a dreadful header. It was a lazy, lazy ball headed back from
Kay. Tired header, weren't it? He couldn't be bothered doing it. Just needed to get some distance on it, not just flopping it down there for the midfielders coming on to.
Well, Corbett takes over, plays the ball to the halfway line. Controlled by Greaves. Nice ball out wide right-hand side for Senior. Senior now. He's got a man behind him, but I think he'll just check and eventually plays it back to him. I would have preferred the overlap there, really, is Tyrrell now. And there's lots of room on this side of the pitch if he can find Logan, but he's going on his own at the moment. Plays a ball inside to Greaves. Greaves can't afford to lose it there. Gets himself a free kick. Well played, Tom Greaves there.
Again, a little bit close to goal. So you need a little bit of movement on that ball. It plays into space.
We've had three free kicks from very similar positions. Craig Linfield's about to come on for FC. So FC's final substitution.
Third and final FC United coming off. Number 9, Tommy Greaves. I think on the left, Tom on until this free kick would have been taken.
Well, it's an interesting one. I think Tom's run himself into the ground, perhaps, but...
Yeah, but a natural goal-scoring instinct is what's needed on any sort of rebounds. And to be in the right place on your instincts at the right time.
Well, the referee wants the wall another 3 yards back, and Alfreton players taking as much time as they can.
You see, like, I can see Gilchrist on the ball there, and Tyrell... just to the right of him.
Just whip it across to him.
He's got to do, yeah, just shift it to the side.
When he steps up, what can he do? Oh, it's saved by the goalkeeper, and a good save. He got down low there. Set his wall out well this time, the goalkeeper, and it was a good effort.
It was a good effort.
But it's a corner ball.
And it needed two big hands to push the ball away. And I just shifted it there to Tyrell to have a good peg at it.
The left, see, left one-on-one at the back there, which is not a good thing to do, but the ball comes in, it goes across. Oh, keeper saves it somehow, I don't know. It just hit him, but he did really well. Great reactionary save, the ball still on the edge of the area. Terrell plays it out wide right, does he? No, he doesn't, he plays it, but he should do, and he does exactly that now. To Logan, Logan's ball to the penalty. Decent ball comes across everybody. Was it a 4-4? It's cleared as far as Kay. Kay now plays a simple ball, nice ball to Corbett. Corbett, don't shoot from there, do not shoot from there. He does shoot from there, but he gets a second stab at it.
And ball. Down
into the back, into the penalty area he goes. No one there supported him, but FC United have it back, and there's a free kick. That's in the penalty area, isn't it?
No.
Right on the edge of it.
About a yard outside.
Well, Linfield, he'll argue the toss every time, but as you rightly say, Ben, when that ball came across, it fell to Kay.
And he caught it.
Yeah, Kay caught it. So you can't really get, we can't really say anything other than...
It was a yard outside. There was no way it was near in the area.
Well, you can keep... We can keep talking about it, lads, but it's never going to be given as a penalty. However, there is an opportunity here now. I was, you know, just discussing the possibilities of penalty. But it was never going to be a penalty. But it is basically on the edge of the on the line, and it's going to be...
Yeah, this right on target, loads of power, loads of pace, let it skip off that floor. If the keeper gets a touch on it, make sure we're all running in.
Well, Linfield's delivery is normally great. Let's hope it's not a commentating curse as he steps up. His first touch of the game. Linfield, he hits the first man and a good header by, but it's in the penalty area still. He knows about that, the number seven there, Billy Priestley.
Bradley Wood it was.
Was it Bradley Wood? Oh, it was Bradley Wood indeed.
Dirty,
but FC have the ball still with Logan. Plays a nice ball to Kieran Glynn. Glynn cuts inside now. Looks up and can you deliver a decent ball? That's a good ball towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? But it falls on the edge of the area for Terrell. Terrell looks to play the ball out left-hand side, but he just holds onto it. Get the ball out wide right.
Well
he
done,
does now.
Well done,
now look into the penalty area with Logan. Logan, okay. Well, the referee lets play continue, and everyone thought it was a penalty, but it's going from one end to the other. And FC United have got to get back and defend. They've given the ball away. Kay needs to win that ball, but he can't quite get to the second ball. The ball to this near touchline. It's with the number 14 now. Good play from FC United of Manchester. They win the ball back. Kay can't afford to lose it there. Rides the challenge and gets himself a free kick out of nothing there. There's going to be a yellow card for Logan.
Simulation. He's off simulation. He's saying that he dived. But to be honest, the referee there was looking for his assistant to tell him whether or not he'd actually made contact. And when he never put his flag up, that's when he decided to do what he's done just now.
Well, Logan
felt he was cheating.
Logan goes into the book. 8 minutes to go. Well, it's been an entertaining second half, you've got to say that, as Baird now takes over. Deep in his own half. Looks for a bit of movement. Logan's there on the far right-hand side, and that's what he's going to aim for. And can Logan get on the end of it? No, he can't. It's headed away by the number nine, Thomas Allen.
He's had a good game him tonight, by the way.
Giving the ball away, and Bear can take off a simple ball inside to Terrell. Nice 1-2 between Terrell and Kay. Terrell now. Oh, he wanted a little bit too much time on the ball there, and he won't get the second opportunity because the Hughes' header is a poor one. And they go through the middle now. FC United just hustling and bustling, trying to win the ball back. Picked up by Bradley Wood. Wood's ball's a decent ball, right out to Tom Platt. Platt takes it to the byline. Kay, just don't throw yourself in there. Let him stay there and get the free kick, or don't get the don't concede a corner. FC clear the lines. Kay hustling and bustling, pushing and shoving again. And the referee let play continue. He says it was a free kick against FC United of Manchester. Good ball by Linfield.
Go on, boys. Go on, run at him.
Linfield now to Senior over the halfway line, right hand side. He needs to play in Logan. He plays in Logan. He's not the best of balls. Logan nearly forgets the ball, but he drills into the penalty area. Has he shown too much of it? And he plays it to Hughes. Can Hughes be the hero? No, he can't. It's a goal kick. Well, the endeavour's been there. The battling's been there. The work rate's been there.
Is this linesman going to have a chat to the referee at all? Or is he just going to leave it be?
Well, Platt's having a word with Kay. He wasn't happy with the attention Kay put on him, so
we don't need that on the line, on the bench. It's going to be a goal kick, slowly taken. 5 minutes plus any additional time to go. Header by FC United is won. Logan wins the second ball, stabs it back very quickly towards the younger senior. Senior plays it back towards his goalkeeper, comes out of his line well and clears his lines. And a free header, but the halfway line, FC United, there's no one there waiting for it apart from the 15. Marcus Marshall. Marshall left hand side plays the ball to the other substitute Keegan Everington. Everington holds the ball. FC United, where Logan does brilliantly to win the ball back.
Well done,
had no right to do so,
pass,
but he just showed his quality.
That's
ball passed
it
on.
Now keep moving.
to Corbett. Corbett, left hand side, has an opportunity to play the ball in. He plays it eventually out to Linfield. Linfield has a cut in on his right foot, does he? What can he do now? Chips the ball forward, keeper makes a save.
Ball on the ball.
Ball on the ball. Now it's Chris Elliott has made all the saves in the second half. And FC United of Manchester, well, with 5 minutes to go, it's left one-on-one at the back. I suppose it's a risk worth taking, and we need to make and capitalise upon this. What can they do? The ball whips, it's a decent ball, goes across everybody. Oh. It's a decent header away, controlled by the 14 poorly. FC's 14 plays the ball into the penalty. It's a decent ball again. Logan, can they get a shot away? Plays it out right to Glynn. Glynn looks for some support. Penalty! Penalty! Well, Kieran Glynn, you're saying strike it. He's held it and shimmied and eventually gets the penalty. And FC United and Manchester, have they got a lifeline?
Well, I think Gilchrist is about to get his wish.
Bit of composure now and plenty of power.
Well, Gilchrist is the only player on the pitch who, apart from Irwin, would be taking it, and Irwin's off the pitch. Gilchrist to make it 11 for the season. And Chris Elliott, probably be a bit of kidology, taking as much time as he can. If the referee blows his whistle, just put it in. Gilchrist now to get FC level terms. What can he do? He's had a great game as Chris Elliott, but Gilchrist steps up. What can he do? 2-8!
Oh,
and deservedly so. The work rate of FC United in the second half has been absolutely superb. And equally, that man, Kieran Glynn, he gets the equaliser, he gets FC the penalty, and FC United have got three or four minutes to actually go on and win this. Scored more goals this time already this season than he did in the entire last season, Gilchrist, and he's now actually three of the top goal scorer in the Conference North.
Definitely got the impetus now, FC, and to be honest, the fight's there. The scoreline's level now. Let's have a double on.
I look at Kieran Glynn there, which is great. He's saying to his players, settle down. Let's not do anything rash. Let's just work, keep what we're doing. As the ball given away. And Corbett flicks the ball towards Linfield. Linfield will get the throw in. FC United, well, going for the jugular, going for the throw. Linfield is the man that'll take the throw in. Glynn wants it. Glynn gets it. Just below us here on the left-hand side. Goes past one. Goes past two.
Oh!
That's a dreadful challenge. The number five there, that's a red card there. He's absolutely just taken the biggest swipe, Luke Shields, on Kieran Glynn. And across goes FC United's young senior. Shakes his hand, Glynn's up, he's okay. But that's, I mean, it's a yellow card, but it's a dreadful challenge.
I'll tell you what, it could be a red card, this, because that was terrible, that. It took him off at the knees, just sweeped around. It was like a golf shot. He just pulled it back from behind his head and just swung it straight round. And his foot was carrying on round the other shoulder.
The referee, it's a yellow card, and only a yellow card. A lucky man is Luke Shields, perhaps, but it was a horrendous challenge. And now FC United, it's that man again over the ball.
Got a chance. Don't
it's
just
Linfield.
Float it in, just
no, he won't.
Crush it straight in on goal.
Linfield is in the same position, but about 3 yards further out.
And he's got a gap there between the two-man wall and the first defending player to actually smash.
There's a huge gap there.
Straight through it.
If he beats Bradley Wood's head, it'll be okay. He steps up. Linfield, what can he do?
It's
Bradley Wood again.
Again.
On the head. The ball goes across left-hand side for Logan. 44 minutes on the clock. Logan to the byline. Oh, brilliant play by Logan. Logan in the penalty area. The ball comes across. Goal! Yeah! But who cares? It was all over. Oh, Logan! Down the right side. He digged past two players. Down on the corner. He's leathered the ball in. And that's what you're doing there. You can rip the ball in. He comes off a defender from 2-1 down to 3-2. 45 minutes on the clock. And FC United and Manchester take a phenomenal lead here.
Tom Pratt straight in his own goal. Right in the middle of the goal. Tremendous run off Logan. Got along the line. Beat his man couldn't bring him down. It'd have been another penalty. He had enough time to smash that ball straight along the line, and Tom Platt just could not defend against it.
Just watching an FC photographer run over there to see the photograph of the goalkeeper. Well, now it'll be interesting to see how many additional minutes, because we're with the 45 are up. FC United have to defend this. Baird just jockeys his man, does really well. Kane, now there's going to be the board is up. as Gilchrist wins the ball as well. Five additional minutes. Ball chips over the top. And Linfield now, left hand side, we're getting to the penalty area. He's waiting for Gilchrist to arrive. Gilchrist now. Gilchrist. Shot comes in. Oh, it's off the defender's head. I told them to get two more. They listened to the teacher. That's Helen in Leicester. But we haven't finished yet. There's five additional minutes. And there's the man of the game.
Good
ball, Kieran Glynn. He's looking for a simple ball. He plays.
We don't need to chase this here, Swampy. Just keep the ball. Don't chase it. We're 3-2 up. Let's just keep what we've got.
Kieran. Well, Tom Platt and FC's skipper having a chat there. The ball won over the top. Now FC have to defend it. Across comes Hughes. Hughes defends the ball well this time. And,
you don't have to chase anything that you've already got. Just keep composed, do the right things, hit the corners, put the ball out of play as high and as wide as you can.
Well, Tom Platt's got a long throw. This will be into the penalty area. Everyone up bar two for the visitors. Platt just sets himself on this near touch line into the penalty area. It goes across everyone into the arms of FC's goalkeeper, and he'll take a little bit of time there. Now he'll hold on to the ball, and FC United can just settle. I think we, regardless of the scoreline and what it finishes, there's certainly only one of the match on this pitch tonight for me, and I'm sure everyone would agree, it has to be Kieran Glynn. He's been absolutely outstanding. Oops. He really has, as Logan must get a free kick there.
Yeah.
Well, the assistant referee, no wonder the referee earlier on didn't give a penalty when Logan went down, because the assistant was giving a throw in the other way there.
There's been a few incidents where the referee has had to take the lead because the linesmen haven't helped him out, and they've been nearer to the incident.
Well, this free kick for me, let Kieran Glynn move away from the ball, because if he takes any longer, he might get a booking, and he's already got a yellow card.
Keep it there,
Logan, into the penalty area again he goes. Who's he for? He forced for a blue shirt. Logan down injured, and Linfield back defending. Kay and Gilchrist trying to win the ball, but good football by the number 15. Great play there by Gilchrist. He's back.
Great,
he's defended
attitude.
Brilliantly, and great play by Tyrrell as well. He plays the ball out wide right hand side. Now all he needs to do now, Jolson, is just run into that corner.
That's
flag
it. Just keep
going all the way down, son. Keep going,
just keep
son.
Keep going.
That's what he's doing.
Keep it there.
Young shoulders.
Yeah, corner.
Well played, young man. Well done. He ran all the length of the pitch and gets FC a throw in the corner flag. But again, don't let Glynn take it, because he's been booked, and you know what, the referee could just give the yellow for time wasting against him.
Well, we've got like a couple of minutes there. I don't think he'll do anything like that. He's not been that bad, this referee, to be honest.
Oh, I'm not saying he's been...
Yeah, well, I don't think it'd be reactional that he'd actually do that anyway. You know, give him a second yellow. I don't think that'd happen. Not at this stage of the game.
Logan, again, been instrumental in all proceedings, and it's going to be a throw-in to FC, is it? No, the assistant referee gets it wrong again.
He's consistent anyway.
He has been consistently wrong all the way through the game, and they take the throw in very quickly. It's back in their own penalty area, though. The ball launched long and high. Up goes Hughes. He wins the head at the halfway line. And Gilchrist comes and collects the second ball. And
that's okay, that. Just keep it in there.
He's done the right thing, as you say. I could have maybe held on to it.
Exceptional thinking, that, from Linfield.
Clear it into the area. Keeper has to come out and gather it. And
if I was Linfield now, I'd get down on that, you know,
closing
move
down.
On the keeper, yeah.
Chris Elliott, big long clear. It's everyone up for the blue shirts. Just hesitate a little bit there by Hughes. He was thinking about it.
Put it out of play, just boom it.
Throw in taken quickly, picked up by Brandon Daniels. Should be a throw in to FC, not given. Linfield arguing with the assistant referee. It'd be another big throw in there by Tom Platt. We've played 50 minutes. So the 5 minutes are upon us. The ball into the penalty area again. It's flicked in again, and it's a defender well gathered by Alisson. He was brave there. The ball flicked across, and he won the head. The ball came across. He went down, gathered it well. And, 30 seconds.
Robertson's were there, ready to sweep that ball in the net. If
the kick is as high as you possibly can, and as wide as you possibly can.
They're going to try and get it back upfield again. Right, hold it and ping it in the corner.
Good play there
keep
by Tyrrell. And
keep
now
running.
Logan,
just
right
keep
hand side.
Keep running.
And Tyrrell's there saying, you know what, I'll have it, I'll make it through. Have a shot. Great save by the goalkeeper. Second ball cleared. But that was a big difference. A famous victory here at Broadhurst Park. Once again,
another
Tommy's boys Tommy's boys have done it. 3 points to FC United of Manchester. 2-1 down. They bring it back to 2 apiece and get the killer goal. An old goal by Tom Platt after great work down the right-hand side from Joel Logan. But what a team effort this evening from FC United of Manchester. Never give up. This is absolutely incredible.
I'll give you the name. Tommy's Terriers. There you go. Tommy's Terriers.
Boom, Roy. Boom.
The way they do it.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tons of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.